Blog Talk Radio.
Inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna bring it to life.
7 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Hello!
Mr. Vincent Price, boy. Mr. Vincent Price, the laugh that gives you horrors and chills. Welcome to the Helios special edition of Halloween. And this is going to be fun for me. I love this stuff. This is what's happening. Today is the day that y'all really going to find out who is the thriller. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a good one here. You think you in Halloween. See, all the movies are coming out today in real life faster than warp speed can even bring it. So we about to get deep today. It's going to be fun. It's special edition Monday, and let us get it done. Let me give some special shout-outs to Miss Kim Weston. Miss Kim, I told you we play. Please, you having big events in Detroit. Just had one live on the air with Antoinette. Y'all need to catch that podcast. I mean, come on. Listen, but we got Motown greats on here. Well, come on. Thank you. We just out of nowhere coming out here with the great ones. Thank you, Sister Antoinette. Also, Brother Eddie on Wednesday. Hope, jump in. Y'all need to get on these numbers because guess what? That's part of the thriller. Oh, man. Michael Jackson 40 years ago with the thriller. But we're going to do it right this week. Oh, my goodness. We're going to do justice tonight, and we're going to do it in horror fashion. Oh, man. And all I'm going to do is give you the facts. And I'm going to let the facts scare the living hell out of you tonight. Because I want you to know, y'all all thought vampires wasn't real. Y'all all thought these things ain't real. I got pictures showing how. Remember Aaliyah when she played Mistress of the Damned and Queen of the Damned? I mean, she actually was playing Ishtar. Ishtar. Now, Halloween. You're going to get in here. Halloween, y'all, is deeply spiritual. Deeply spiritual. Anytime you play with the dead, it's spiritual. Period. That's why Anubis is at the gate taking you into the land of the dead. In all mystical, mythological, and mystical stories that are out there today, had the same thing. Now, this is like spiritual, deeply. This is what it says, deeply. This come out the Esoteric Occult book of Esoteric of Halloween. Just go look up Esoteric of Halloween. I want everybody to learn from this because everybody talk about, y'all, well, we teaching people because no one's getting, see, homeschooling just don't start. It starts with these podcasts, re-educating the people with the facts, the good news. And I told you that Bible was in there because all these guys are in the Bible. Ishtar. Anuna. I mean, it's all there. You just don't know the scriptures, obviously. You're probably being played in some other direction. But here it goes. Magically powerful day. For thousands of years now has been recognized by humanity as the night when the veil between the world grows thin. Let me just say that again. The veil, you know, the covering that should be hid shall be revealed. I'm going to be using the magic book through the whole night. So once it's revealed to you, it takes a time for it to be revealed. It just don't come off. It comes off in layers. And so now it's the night between the veil, between the worlds, with an S, grows thin. The dark world, the underworld. That's why all these vampire movies out, the underworld. Oh, man, we're going to get deep tonight. I hope y'all ready for your horror cast. By time midnight hit, there will be. Wait till you see what is happening. Now, let's keep it going. Now, all this going on goes on to say the descendants of Inanna, that's I-N-A-N-A, so, Inanna, October 31st through November the 2nd was the date of this so-called reckoning. It even passed down in all antiquities, down into Egypt, and all Near Eastern religions into the Hebrew and Christian mysticism. This name I'm giving. This is Halloween, and you're going to experience it for real. Oh, you're going to experience Halloween, baby. You're going to be in Hollywood for real. You thought that tape was a joke. You're going to be in Magic Land for real. They already got people, like y'all say, already trapped in Disneyland and China. Oh, man, this is going to get deep tonight. I hope y'all ready for your horror caps, because this is my schedule here. Now, it goes on. After it goes through it, it represents all that y'all, the descendants, it says, so what did the descendants of Inanna myths are all about? Where it gets deep. Inanna, they even tell you in their own book, a.k.a. Isis. Now, hey, I already give it to you, the clues in the book. It's you who don't want to look it up. So it's a.k.a. Isis, and here we go again. Down through the ages. The mother god. That's a Halloween. Now, she's going to become frightening. You'll see as we proceed. We will be bringing y'all in, because all y'all areas going to be Halloween one day soon. Now, it says, after it passed down through antiquities, the descendants, Isis, became known as the goddess of life, sex, fertility, descendants of the underworld, to challenge her sister, Ereshkigal, Ereshkigal, which is E-R-E-S-H-K-I-G-A-L. She was known as Queen of the Dead. Now, she ended up locking. This was you see the comic book movies off of this. It goes on to say that Ereshkigal locked the seven gates to the underworld. That's in your Bibles, the seven churches. It's under symbolism. Stars of Orion, the Pleiades. Oh, I'm going to have a good time tonight, boy. I told y'all, it's going to be, I had to do it on the ritual night. Couldn't do it on Sunday because it wasn't the actual day. Now, goes on to say, after the underworld was opened, or is now being opened, this is what they had to do to protect the gates. Each gate required Isis to remove her royal garment until she was naked and powerless. Then her sister, Ereshkigal, who killed the goddess of life, but esoterically and astronomically, knowledge is of the sun, season, cycles, reflects on the journey of the soul, descends from the heavens to pure eternal consciousness. This is Halloween, y'all. That's why y'all dress up to be somebody else. Down to the underworld and the material mortal plane, she passes through the seven gates, or known as the seven chakras. You see the story? It's all about controlling you, us, we. And as long as you don't know what these stories really mean, that you are in the story. I don't care if you believe, you know, people keep saying, I ain't gonna vote. Who give a damn you ain't gonna vote? Try not registering your car. Let's see how that works out, since you so worried about the damn, you already voted by your consent. We don't need you to vote. We don't care, but you consented already. So all that goes out the door in a real argument of facts. Because you already, because anybody telling you some bullshit like, oh, I ain't doing do this. I ain't going to be involved in that. But you got a house? Nigga, you got a house? Yeah. Nigga, you pay taxes? Yeah. Then shut the fuck up. That's how we going to play tonight. We going to have some fun. Hope y'all ready. Get ready for us, baby. All y'all in the lines, it's all about the facts. You know how we talk. We know how we do. This is what we do. We give the facts. Now, let's keep it going here. I told you. This underworld thing ain't no joke. Ain't no joke. Ain't no joke. We think it ain't no joke. We know we laugh and shit. We think, oh, we, but all of us going into the grave. one way or another, you're going down. Plain and simple. Now, the life immortality sound system is up in the air because now the gods have opened up the seven gates. Now they say they gods. Ain't that your Bible story? Ye are gods. Because now you have the power to manipulate the DNA, the divine nature of Atom. Now, we've been saying that how long since y'all been knowing me? Atom, the Adams family. It's going to be a good one. I hope y'all can read in between the lines here tonight because we're going to be giving out clues all night. Now, we got some books to give out also. My brother set it up for us to give out some e-books. We all gave out four. We got five to go. And tonight, some of you will be getting them. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to ask y'all some cool questions on who's your favorite monster. And when you find out the definition of monster. And also, I want y'all to know something. That this God that I named Isis and Anu, they got these, just go look at the pictures. They got already monster features. Already monster features. Now, the question of the day is, do y'all believe in vampires and stuff? That's going to be the first one. Y'all can come up with the first horror movie. I just want y'all to think about some things. You know, a lot of us don't believe this stuff. Y'all all into Africa. And I actually seen The Warrior Queen, great movie. I thought it was pretty good. They did mention, those of you who did that, they mentioned that they were part of the slave trade in the movie. They mentioned it. Said it, the whole based off, but who were they fighting? The Arab Moors. Black is, like I said, it was called the Black Guard. Y'all don't believe me? That group was called the Black Guard. They was unmerciful. And yet these women, but they gave up the dick. But I'll get to that later. But these vampires, y'all think it ain't no truth. That these vampires are real. So I'm going to let you go because I know y'all love Africa. Everything got to be connected in your mind because of what the spell of the witches did. Ding dong, the witch is dead. You don't even know your land no more. Listen carefully. You are always been surrounded by vampires.
Hi, so in our series about African spirituality today, I want to talk about vampire and vampires and give you an African perspective of how we perceive them and how we deal with them or how we explain or express them. So I've always been very intrigued by the Western version of the vampire, which is typically the person with the big teeth. And, you know, the cape and, you know, the stereotypical, you know, really pale person that cannot go under the sun and is always waiting for nighttime to go and feed on other people and physically feed, meaning that he has to bite your neck, you know, put those two holes. And, you know, this relationship between the vampires and bats, which I find really fascinating and interesting. In Africa, however, we perceive vampires to be really a form of energetical perception, meaning that we don't, they are seen to be people that look like you and me. That means that you won't be able to tell whether, you know, they will have no more teeth or as anybody else. They won't have anything defining that will stand out physically for you to notice them. However, there are two main elements where we talk about vampirism. The first one is the ability of somebody to be able to feed on your life force, your life energy. To do it, the main two ways is basically when you are asleep and this person is basically coming into your dreams. And if you are sensitive, or most people, you will have some type of nightmare or somebody chasing you or somebody wanting to harm you or somebody harming you in your dream. And the same way as it is going on in the metaphysical world, it's actually going on for real with a vampire because that person is actually really sucking that energy from you, really taking that energy away from you. And then it can also happen when you're wide awake, simply like somebody who, for example, could be just by the way of staring at you, could be pulling that life force energy from you. So in African spirituality, vampires are well known. We do understand that some people are born with disability, and disability is also transferred from a mother to her child, to her children. Women are well known in that area to have the ability to be born with the disability already activated. And this is why sometimes it's really hard for a man whose wife and daughters are vampires if he's not himself from that particular, born with that particular abilities, because they may start feeding on him if they're not able to get enough energy around them. And there's two ways. There are some of them who are actually initiated by their parents in terms of how to use this power for good or for bad. I won't get into that. But some of them are actually initiated to be able to turn it off or to turn it on. And then there are a group of people who don't know, who basically have this power to feed on the energy of others without being conscious, without consciously doing it. So
right. Now, there you go. Now, you're going to see a name. Three dimensions of vampires. Now, I'm going to give y'all, I'll be getting y'all loose, the spares loose at the bottom of the hour, so I'm going to open up these mics. Now, you see the concept is they look just like you. They're in the house. They said the mother and daughter might eat the damn husband's energy up. And you ask yourself, wow, is that, could that, just make facts now, put it together. Damn, maybe that's why a lot of, you know, people drop it off, because they're eating off each other's energy, not knowing what the vampire story about. Think about that one. And then you go into the underworld, which, wow, the morticians have buried so many of our people because of stress. Crazy stress, because you've been eating. I mean, when they feed off you, become deteriorated like the walking dead. Now let's even go on even further. See, we're gonna bring Hollywood to y'all tonight. See, now you got the consciousness of them able to, now those who are above the descent of the knowledge of most mundane people, the ones who have ascended above, say we can change this, we can make clones. Now, I want y'all to know, Brother West, you've been vindicated 1,000 times on this one. We are seeing a picture. I put it up today of a Biden lookalike. And I said, man, now, y'all go look it up. Y'all be the judge and look it up. I thought the picture was given to me. I looked it up. I was kind of like spooked at the fact, damn, does look just like him. And it looked like he'd been around in some pictures. That's all I could say. So we're looking at that now. Think about the movies, y'all. They were always in politics, ruthless, careless, always trying to sacrifice people. Now, this whole concept of sacrifice of Anunna. See, the part that when you read about it and get deeper to it, we got to do it for you. Got to do it. I can't leave this program without y'all knowing that Alea, she played the queen for the damn. She was Akasha. Y'all remember that one? Oh, man, we didn't know. She played. Now, this is something y'all better listen carefully. Her, in the Bible, she's Ishtar. Ishtar. Say Ishtar. And that's who she is in the Bible. No one ever teaches you in the Bible who she is unless you get deep into it. It's not going to be taught. Unless you go and get some people who are teaching it deeply, then you might get some, you know, results. But it's best tonight we start this off by laying the legends down the line, giving everybody what they need to hear so we can put this all together by end of night, being at midnight for the thriller. Ishtar is not a joke. Ishtar is real. They worship her right now. All this killing of the babies, the Lily Monster stuff, is under the name of the Bible, is Ishtar. So we're going to take a few minutes to get this, everybody, to get ready. So once I play this, get this out the way, we open up the mics. I just want everybody to hear this, because you got to understand. You're going out tonight with your kids, you worshiping Ishtar. You don't even know it. It ain't about Halloween, is Ishtar. Harvesting, all the movies, Children of the Corn, all them shit was harvest movies. Uh-huh. I know it sounds crazy, don't it? But it's not. Think about those movies, y'all. Children of the Corn. They always coming out in the middle of all the cornfield, killing you and everybody, harvesting it up, dealing with agriculture, but killing. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, same type of thing. Killing the whole town up. That's what they about to do. They using the cult movies that we all grew up on. Ain't that something? We all grew up on them. Every one of these movies. But somehow, they got us all believing that the movies ain't real. This is where they got us at. So let's talk about Ishtar. She is the great mother god. They call her the Virgin Mary, but she ain't no virgin.
Ishtar, the mother of the Anunnaki. Ishtar was undoubtedly a goddess of Semitic origin and symbolized the fertility of the earth. It is probable that her cult originated at Erech, and in the course of the centuries and under many nominal changes dispersed itself throughout Western Asia and even into Greece and Egypt. It is probable that a number of lesser goddesses, such as Nana and Anunit, may have become merged in the conception of this divinity, and that lesser local deities of the same character as herself may have taken her name and assisted to swell her reputation. She is frequently addressed as the mother of the gods, and indeed the name Ishtar became a generic designation for goddess. But these were later honored. When her cult centered at Erech, it appears to have blossomed out in many directions. And as has been said, lesser cults probably eagerly identified themselves with that of the great Earth Mother, so that in time, her cult became more than just a Babylonian cult. Indeed, wherever people of Semitic speech were to be found, there was the worship of Ishtar. As Ashtaroth, or Astarte, as she was known to the Canaanites, Phoenicians, and Greeks. And there is some likelihood that the cult of Aphrodite had also its beginnings in that of Ishtar. We shall inquire later whether she can be the Esther of the scriptures. Astrologically, she was identified with the planet Venus, but so numerous were the attributes surrounding her, taken from other goddesses, with which she had become identified, that they threatened to overshadow her real character, which was that of the great and fertile mother, the original god concept. Along came a spider and sat down beside her. More especially, her identification with Ninlil, the consort of Enlil, the storm god, threatened to alter her real nature, and in the skies, she was regarded as a goddess of war. It is seldom that a goddess of fertility or love achieves such a distinction. It is clear that something has been attached to the original god concept. Gods possessing an agricultural significance are nearly always war gods, which does not discount Enki, the god of agriculture. But that is because they bring fertilizing thunderclouds and therefore possess the lightning arrow or spear. But Ishtar is specifically a goddess of the class of Persephone or Isis, and her identification with battle must be regarded as purely accidental or by design to darken her character. In later times in Assyria, she was conceived as the consort of Ashur, the head of the Assyrian pantheon, in the days where a god or goddess did not breathe war, was of little use to the people like Assyrians, who were constantly employed in hostilities. The empire and this circumstance naturally heightened her reputation as a warlike divinity. I said this in the previous documentary, which actually parallels Lewis Spencer's words here. There is no...
Now, that's a deep... I'm going to bring you on and just give me a minute to set it all up. That is, now, who's Storm God? Ain't that in the mutant? Ain't that Halle Berry? Storm? I'm telling you, Hollywood has given you all of the symbols. But yet, the eyes shall see, have ears not hear. This is what they say is coming. So obviously, they have put on a mighty spell using the goddess. To y'all, look up these goddesses. They are the Halloween of this earth. Are y'all ready for Halloween? Because it's going to be a blood sacrifice. Just look up all the horror movies. Let's open it up. Oh, I'm having a good time. We out there. We about to bring y'all put the hands up, though. We about to bring in Halloween in your area. Where you at? 88554 got you on the list. Go ahead.
Bruh, I know you heard of Haddonfield, Illinois.
Yeah, somewhat, yeah. Haddonfield. I'm thinking,
you heard of it. You know why?
Okay.
But,
okay.
Since you mentioned 40 years, that's the last 40 years of Michael Myers was chopping and killing motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. there you go. That's a good one there. We should have had that as a question. Let's see that one. Hatfield, oh, my goodness. Boy.
Hatfield, Illinois is actually, that's the town. And ironically, we're going in the transition between October 31st and November 1st. And ironically, it was 11 Halloween movies that was shot in that town. And then
Wow. Tomorrow
was the first. That ain't a coincidence, bro.
No, that ain't no coincidence, nah. Mm-mm.
And
that's
the Myers name.
Foolish.
It's Jewish. It's actually a Khazarian name. If the people go look it up, and
yeah, go to Mayor
ironically,
Myers. Go to Myers.
Right, Michael Myers. Now, ironically, in real life, in the movie Jamie Lee Curtis, that was her brother. But in real life, she's also a Khazarian. And remember, right before the beginning of the month, she was one of them people that was going on social media, going on the Today Show, crying about what Kanye said and by him being anti-Semitic.
She sure did. I seen it from the footage y'all sent on the live link, boy. Y'all better get in that one. Think about that. That ain't by design. I mean, that's not by coincidence. That's by design. She all of a sudden the movie come out and she makes this big, thing. She was acting very, very upset, like she was, taken by, all this. And I'm like, wow, so it is interesting. And Chicago, Illinois, man. Just is Halloween actually being played out in the early stages? They about to put the whole Halloween in there. What's your take on all this ghoulish, outlandish power that they have with this, political machine, especially with, I'm telling people, the women is in more power than they ever been. Don't let nobody fool y'all. Y'all better look up some of these people. If you don't like them or not, they still going to be ruling. I think it's interesting. What's your take on all this?
Well, see, let me read something real quick about this voting situation. I think you got this book, too. It's The Word Magic. And there's a difference between when you vote and elect. It's not the same thing.
Right, it's not.
And it says in here on page 52 that all U.S. politicians working in Washington, D.C. have sworn a solemn oath to the New World Order, and therefore their allegiance is to the British monarchy, the Crown, Temple, and the Vatican, and not to the American people. And it goes on to state the right to vote in the United States is a big fat fraud because your vote does not really matter, and the voting system is rigged somehow like a casino. Furthermore, when you, as an American, vote for a U.S. president, you are not voting for a president of the country, but you are voting for a president of a foreign corporation known as the United States Incorporated, also doing business as the United States of America Incorporated. Now, what's interesting about this and something else that's coming up in a few weeks is the midterm elections.
Right.
And remember, just not barely 2 years ago that Donald Trump had won the election, right?
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, somebody hit a switch. It was like they hit a light switch on and off, and all of a sudden, Biden's the president.
Right.
But
now,
people don't believe.
We're going to talk about it for a minute. Everybody, it's Halloween. We'll get y'all all in here. Get ready. Just get ready, everybody. We're going to connect every one of y'all together.
Trick or treat.
Now, that's it. Now, let's go with that because the light switch, all that going on, and then the, you know, the voting machine being rigged by this group.
Right, the menu,
right. I mean, just take the names, everybody, and see if this don't make. Now, the name is in the Bible, Dominion. I come, when Satan asked, he said, I come, he said, with legions. And Dominion, I said, Dominion. I said, now, why would they make a machine and then name it this type of thing? And then they'll take their next premise. If this is the case, at the time I was watching it, and I think everybody else was at this time too, it didn't have to look like he was wiping them out. Like Trump was wiping them out. It was like boom, 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 boom. And okay, I seen some flaky stuff happen, but just to see that one was a very ingenious to take it because it got over the dumb stuff of hanging chads and can't count all night. It's like we had in Florida. Don't think we ain't accustomed to. See, that's why I don't see how people could be so hypocritical. That's why we did that show last week, man. Because everybody know Florida had how many rigged elections.
Oh
three,
man,
three.
Don't
three
even
since
get
I've been here. Three since I've been here, and I'm telling people, I'm saying, wait a minute, why we so act like it can't happen now? All of a sudden, we all had it right here. A whole month of couldn't count. Hanging chads was one time. Then it was, El Gore said, now this obviously is a playbook, like my man said. Let's use that premise of that book, The Magic. So if they elected, which is the key word, that means they already made allegiance. Now, a vote is one of an oath to vote a person in, but that person, that's how far off into the Halloween we are, that person is no longer obliged to you once they hit that D.C. area. That's just how it works. Now, unfortunately.
And then when you vote, you're casting a spell.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that.
Right. Now, the spell. Now, this ain't like it's a bad thing. I'm going to give it to you, and we go to the next call with this one because I'm going to have y'all jump. How bad? Because to me, we always had voting in people's families. Like, you know, you got to vote. Now, I'm talking about for it's like somebody going to do the barbecue. Somebody going to do the – we used to vote people like, oh, you do that, and people would agree. Then you have people say, nah, yeah. So basically – this concept ain't like foreign to us, even outside of government.
Right.
So the concept I'm looking at is we taking the same concept, but yet we vote people who we believe had, which y'all been arguing on that thing about, and now we gonna bring like somebody said trust. We don't have no more trust in each other, and that's a monetary word.
Exactly. And before you next caller, now going back, we were talking about this whole fake feminine principle and all these women that's in offices. Now, with the election here in Chicago, it was nobody voted, Harley. We had like a record low turnout vote. People just said, fuck it. Now, this wasn't no accident. You had two black women, well, if you want to call them women, whatever, Lori Lightfoot and Toni Perlwinkle. Toni Perlwinkle is the Cook County president. They had a runoff election. Lightfoot wins. She gets in, here comes COVID, lock down the city. But
right.
See, the problem with that was, even if she didn't win, if Perlwinkle would have got in, it would have been the same thing because they're both pushing the global policy. And the connection between they two, they both alumni of the University of Chicago. So
that's
it was already, the game was already ready from the beginning.
From the beginning. So there you go with the game. There you go with my man said in the premise of his book. It's already like the casino. So that shows that they run the same bankroll. The bankroll means the people giving the money. The thing I'm going to tell black folks out there and any other group right now, If your resource ain't really touching that type of people, like Herschel Walker, for a minute. I'm going to take, because I got y'all coming in. Let's take that area. Regardless how you feel about her, we talk about politics. It ain't Halloween, because politics is Halloween, everybody. But you'll learn that later. It's Halloween all day long here on the Helios Today Special Edition Monday night, and we're going to get in there. Now, who would think Herschel Walker, after how we was ribbing on his ass up in here, you know we was talking shit earlier. Everybody was like, he can't do it. Somehow, the money game is in the mix. Now, I'm going to tell you what I see from people everywhere.
You mean the George Soros game. I ain't talking about him. I'm talking, and it made me think about Stacey Abrams. People need to be careful. Oh, she ain't going to win. Hey, said the same thing about that last, like I said, that's why I said, we'll wait and see, but I just said, be careful, because she's got Soros behind her.
She got money. See, somehow, they Go know the black folks. The black folks ain't giving up the money. And if y'all heard the hot mic, the Halloween mic, when Schumer told Biden, it ain't looking good up in Georgia, next thing you know, Halloween might show up. Y'all better get ready. 6661. Michael Myers might show
Ding
up,
dong,
baby.
The witch is dead.
Go ahead.
Oh, man. The boy, Bushishe. Oh, man. Blessings to the Dry Bones family. Happy Halloween, my brother and
Halloween,
family.
That's it, too. Halloween.
Good to be here. You know, in my spiritual and religious travels and just traveling and moving people, you know, it's still tied back to the motherland, because when you look at the whole thing, the ancients always speak, and the ancients never lie. Even the dead talk, and they talk through their music as you bring on, and so we know this. But when they talk about Ishtar, and I look at my studies and I compare it, my thought is Ishtar was Oya, and Oya was, she was the consort of Chang'e, and Chang'e created, he was fire and lightning and the wind and all that. And how Oya learned was, she learned while Chang'e was doing his thing, she was over his shoulder peeking to see, and she did some other stuff, but she learned the magic of the power of the wind and the lightning and the force, and she was also the owner of the cemetery. Now, when you get to the cemetery and you start talking and you talk about the harvest, and when we look at the scarecrow was Orisha Oko, and then the opposite of Orisha Oko was the scarecrow, and he was he handled the dead. So when I look at things like that and I put it together, the motherland is still tied in the mix. The checkerboard, I made good and I made evil, and none should be touched without my permission. So whether we see life or death, it's still in the hand of a ruler. And so, man, much blessing.
It's a good time to be alive.
Jack Bauer.
That story has transcended into all ethnicities of the same concept of the Mother God, because everybody say Mother God, and again, we're going to get into that, because again, Mother God.
It's one source.
It's one source, but then where's the yin and yang?
Different flavors. And then on the political vibe, how, you know, whether if Biden don't get in, then they pull the Jack Bauer, and then they bring in the other Ishtar Shakti, from the Kamala Harris perspective, they bring in Shakti. Oh my goodness! And then, you know, they got their other boy Barack, because Schumer said, "Boy, it ain't looking too good in Pennsylvania." They had to bring in Barack. They brought in the nurse who supposedly is Joe Biden's wife, and they brought in the other person. Man, look at here. It's finna go down. If y'all want to be enslavement, man. Hey, and y'all can't wake up. Y'all keep watching that other bullshit.
Yeah,
I want some
right
shit,
there.
But not that shit.
It's
in the front of your face.
It's a funny face.
Don't tap, my brother.
One more thing
before I leave. Now, my favorite Halloween movie, and I'm putting it in there, was Lon Chaney, 1943, son of Draco's Dracula. That was when it showed the metaphysics of the psychological mind that they had tapped in once they tapped into the ancestral realm of beyond that, and with Frankenstein, with Jacob and all that. When they plugged into the transformation of the world. Yeah.
Lon Chaney,
1943.
And the werewolf, and the way he played the werewolf. All right, we got you, bro. Put yourself on mute. We're going to keep it going. Now, all these guys still, like you say, for the trickster guys, all those religions, and shamanism, everything he just mentioned. They got Joker gods. They got trickster gods. Each one got a negative. Each one of them got a negative. Each one of those guys he just said got a negative. And that's, we did a show about this some years back on this. I don't know. When they say the motherland, that's just earth to me now. It's not, I don't put no real, me personally, I'm just taking it on that level. I don't really still say Africa, the whole motherland, because it can't be, I think it's the parallel line. Of all this, because when you think about these wars, like the Korean War, they're gonna make a movie out of. I hope y'all seen the trailer for that. It's gonna be interesting that a black dude was over there doing the whole aeronautics over in Korea during Unforgotten War. So they made a movie out of it now, and come to find out, you know, Challenger brother took some hardcore shit. Now think about that type of hardcore. Racism, because y'all, you know, jobs today. I mean, you ain't getting it like that. Let's go to that area and give it some respect. They was getting it bad. I mean, they was getting the niggas right in your face, talking nigga. He just stayed calm, cool, collected, showed them. Now you know he ain't the only one. They just show you one so you can think it's the only one, and then you find out there's a whole squad of their asses. But you see that they took it, persevered, and kept it going. Somehow they got this new mentality, like I say, of putting in what I consider the new, that movie where these crazy, what's the movie with the chick? She looked wild, cartoonish, and she beating up people, the baseball bats and shit. People love her. I can't think of the name of her right now, but they love her.
You talking about Harley Quinn?
Harley Quinn. See, that's the new age of what they bring out for the Halloween, just like with the Purge. So so whatever's creating this, these gods, let's just take gods and goddesses of all your intellectual belief systems y'all got. They still ain't happy with us. Somehow these gods ain't happy with us because we still get it even worse as we talk about it. Because look what they say. You say it's right in our face. Let me bring in 776. It's right in our face now. That's real magic. They see even the very
just like with that sister that plays Cyclone Black Adam, quiet as kept. She doesn't consider herself female. She could consider herself non-binary, androgynous.
Now you just heard earlier that hermaphrodite cult mixed in with this Ananu, and whatever y'all want to call it in every language, ISIS, it's a whole bunch of names. Mother God of India.
And like you said, they putting the shit in the movies right in front of you.
Right in front of us. So obviously they telling you, and now here's where it gets deep, everybody. Y'all talk about CERN. The CERN symbol is the Kali symbol, the goddess of the Hindu. And haven't y'all noticed? The commercials now going into the Asian realm now, with the women now being with the Asian realm, just like that, just like they say them guys. And you ever see India, British just picked the first India from Indian descent. Because India got caste. If you ain't really born in India, they might look down on you born from another country looking like India. Or they got their own shit. They ain't all happy dude with each other either. But let it be known that they put them over the British money system now. Ain't that strange, y'all? No talk. Ain't no fanfare.
And your vice president is Indian.
Indian. Now.
Hey, drop on.
Go ahead. Go ahead, jump in.
Hey,
I got you live.
Brother
Go ahead.
Brother D,
jump in.
Happy, how's he? Hey, see the thing is, they got everybody mixed up with the holidays on the strength, because that's where you get the energy to keep everything
right.
going. And
right.
The whole point with India, India know that this area, this land over here, where everybody come from first. See, India and China, everybody that knew about history and science that back in the days, that portion of the world up there by Russia and stuff like that, that stuff was cut off. It was a scientific experiment going on, I guess, for a long time in that area. And see, this the results what we getting right here from when, I guess, the cataclysm happened and
Pangea.
I guess the people. No, not that. I ain't talking about the Pangea. I'm talking about the mud flood. They got everything. From, I guess, from the East Coast all the way around, not
mm-hmm.
going west, not going towards Africa, they going around the other way. You know what I'm saying? And see, that's
right.
This the result, because the people from the east, I mean from the west, lost power because of the cataclysm, and that opened up the Strait of Gibraltar for them to get over here to the Promised Land, because I guess when the cataclysm happened, that opened up the floodgates for, you know, different stuff to happen, because I guess, you know, some of the power structure
land.
Had failed.
Land to go to, right, for the mud. Because mud creates land. After it gets enough mud to harden its land, it's a walkway. Yeah. Now, let's go with that.
They found, because we got the Grand Canyon. We got everything. That with every group of their religions, like they say, they got Buddha over in the Grand Canyon. They got Shiva in the Grand Canyon. They got
mm-hmm.
all of the Egyptians in the Grand Canyon.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I seen that. Yeah. We did a show on this years ago, and we had the Smithsonian chick come on here a long time ago. I got that on clip. And she mentioned, some stuff, and I'm going to tell you, the Smithsonian Institute, what they did was covered it up. They did not want people to know what was being found over here. Back in the, when they was tracking up the land and seeing it, they kept it under hid, and a lot of indigenous information has been taken out of history, for sure.
Did you check that video I sent you? They was talking about Egypt. How
right.
everything started here.
That's why. Go ahead. I've seen that and read that, and you verified that. And I'm thinking to myself, we never talk about that hardly. It's like Lincoln. I'm not making this up. I'm gonna let you go. You keep going. I'm gonna make this one last point for that. Lincoln, President Lincoln said in his speech, he said, "We have found the land of the giants." I ain't making that up. Y'all go look it up. It's in a Lincoln speech. He said they were in the Valley of Niagara Falls and all that area. They got caverns underneath the falls. So that's not good. Now you go. I'm going to let you keep rolling on that.
Yeah.
That's true. Go ahead. That's a fact.
And that's a part of everything what we're seeing, because you got giants. You got people that live in the earth. You got people that's living off this earth. You know what I'm saying? And that's the gumbo what we see. You got two different types of women. You got two different types of men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you got everything else in between. That's why they coming up with all that. Because your mind,
if you can achieve it, you can achieve it, and that's what they did, they got
everybody individuals. You could do this, you know what I'm saying? It's no help no more. People, you able to be what you think in your mind. In your mind, that's what you is. nowadays. There's no,
there's no limit, there's no, no boundary,
yeah,
no boundary,
yeah,
no room and no boundary.
And, yes, you can just come up in your own little mind and say, I'm this, with no, you ain't even get no training to even know that, you know, really what you is. You know,
let's go with that premise with the Mississippi. I'm gonna tell y'all how I know we're not paying attention to a lot of stuff. Like the Nile Valley, the Mississippi is the Nile Valley here. It's the same concept. That's for the east to the west. And so you know y'all been saying this for years. It is true that we kind of take it for granted. We see all these areas with Cairo, and you know, you even see Lebanon.
All our canyon, everything where they dig, you know, for the minerals and stuff, all our stuff is the deepest out of anywhere in the world. They done already raped this motherfucker, and it's still providing.
Let's go there, because then this is where we get into the good and evil and the political forces of Hollywood's movie. Now, y'all did it. I told you. Sometimes you got to take these people as characters. Now, he just said something that was unique, right? He said we should have been glazing off our own land. Now, in the politics, if somebody was to tell you that this was said, but the people, you know, didn't want to go for it. They went for everything else other than what was best for them, like, for instance, self-sufficiency, land development. Now, if you got homeboy who was just saying land development, I'm just going to pray the evil villain, because you got two forces here fighting. One saying that, y'all, I'm listening to all y'all, one saying the election was stolen, and we saying, man, it has been stolen elections. Just like Twilight Zone, we going to our sci-fi now, y'all. We about to tell y'all, this Halloween, we're going to take it to every genre. So we got all that. Then we also find out that America got a secret history, got stuff hidden in the caves. They did national treasure here to show you they hide the shit in Vatican vaults and shit underneath the earth. So you know they got people already underneath the earth, everybody. We just ain't privileged to see it because they don't want us to realize it's there for some strange reason, even though they show us in these movies. You know why? Because now we get in the cycle. See how they can make a person, Anthony Perkins and shit, to make a motherfucker cycle and shit, kill everybody. Now, this is how they do it through the high level of education. Y'all been talking about blackness, how come motherland. Now, I'm going to show you, I'm not saying Kanye the first, but since Kanye is the sacrificial name right now, this go way back, way back. This dude gave this knowledge. Brother Luck, you came out with this a long time. We were talking. A Jewish guy. I'm not making this up. I'm going to let y'all hear for yourself. This Halloween for y'all. This is how you going to know the Jason Syndrome. This dude admitted that he created this thing for us to believe that Africa was our country. I'm not making this up. Y'all listen for yourself, and we're going to go back to see if we could put Anthony Perkins is asleep.
What is a Negro? In the sense that the term is used in the United States. Obviously, one only has to look at the great degree of crossing, the tremendous variation in color that marks American Negroes.
I hear the voice of Melville J. Herskovitz, and what I wonder is, how did a white man come to know so much about black people?
It's not valid.
Probably more than any other American, Melville Herskovitz is the person who demonstrates that African Americans are connected to Africans. He was a leading anthropologist of the 20th century, but he was also a kind of social paradox. When you look at Herskovitz through one angle, he sets the terms for our understanding of the relationship between Africa and black people in the Americas. From another angle, you might see him as someone who appropriates a certain kind of knowledge. From another angle, he's the son of Jewish immigrants, and he's trying to sort out his own position in America. I always like to think of him as kind of the Elvis of African American studies. On the one hand, you might think of someone like Elvis as someone who takes things that blacks have already been doing and he gets the credit for them. On the other hand, you can say, well, here's a guy who actually mainstreams rock and roll. Herskovitz mainstreamed some of these ideas about the connections between African and African American culture. Herskovitz contributes a book-length research manuscript to the Carnegie Study that was eventually published separately in 1941. It was called The Myth of the Negro Past. And The Myth of the Negro Past would be the best-known and most controversial book of Herskovitz's entire career.
In The Myth of the Negro Past, Herskovitz is saying that the significance of his work is to show the dynamism, complexity of African culture, and the influence that they've had on African American cultures. And he's trying to engage in a type of social engineering himself in that book. His argument is that if African Americans know this, that their self-image and their self-respect would be increased.
I will always be grateful to Melville J. Herskovitz for the contribution he made to my sense of self. This man said that, like every other people on earth, I had a culture, and that it could be traced back to a place called Africa.
But the connection between Africa and American black people wasn't a new idea. Du Bois had written about it decades before Herskovitz.
But Herskovitz is able to add the data that they just don't have access to. It's understandable.
Now, if that ain't a Halloween script right there, that they said this man came up with a concept of getting us to see that Africa made us look good, and then got Maxine Waters and all them, that was her, to say, yeah, she owe a lot. That's why you have to wonder about certain things. Like, so if you never look what's going on right here, you've been told to look to Africa. I'm just giving you the concept. 1940, I'm born after this. I'm learning this from this cat. If that ain't a Batman, I don't know what that is. All right, let's get busy, everybody.
Misdirection.
All I can say, this is the Halloween special, y'all. Y'all better get ready. Y'all haven't heard nothing yet. Wait till we get to the Russia. Remember all the movies, the cult movies, the Omen movie with Damien? And Damien had to fight he had the church behind him. The Church of Satan, the Pope and them had to put seven against seven because of what Anonymous did with ISIS. And y'all say, we ain't at war? We're going to find out soon enough that the Avengers and Batman and Captain America are actually characteristics of human nature. Boy, wait till we see this Halloween. Now, we got some stuff going on. Let me get some more information out there to everybody. We're going to keep trying to get more books out, more stuff out, information out to people who got the new information. It's going to be E2. We can no longer, I don't know how these cash apps and them are going to work. We can use them, but you have to be cognizant of that, the fact that they are now, because of this laws that are decreed, almost like a, you know, that's a horror movie, 1984. I hope y'all know George Orwell movie was a horror movie. I hope y'all know that. It was supposed to be a dystopian world, and yet these are the biggest movies out now, especially on the zombie, if you want anything wearing those glasses out there, the 3D glasses, they want you to fight zombies, I see. Oh, yeah, I see that. And you almost love killing them. That's how deep this is. All right. We got to play some more for y'all because I want y'all to see how Halloween works. See, in order, remember the movie where they lived in the clouds and they were great and everybody was lowly lived in these I can't think of the movie, but it was they had the serum, the electric serum to make you live and stuff. You don't think they're trying for that, everybody? You don't think that's what's on Earth? That which is in heaven, that's what's so big above. They think they see the universe live forever, and somehow this being believes they can live forever. Obviously, because who would know what's underneath the Grand Canyon and get the money, the diamond cutting machinery to go into boring Earth to look for stuff that is unbelievably found? And yet, y'all want to drive a car made of rare earth metals from outer space to have transmission from outer space already in the air, Eurolink. If that's not a movie, sounds like the Terminator. No, we got SpaceLink already up in the air. Now, I don't know what Elon Musk is. He looks human. He's a vampire, they look real. They ain't got to look like it. He's looking at Count Dracula and shit. That's a concept. I like Blackula, actually. He actually brought it to that group where they brought the magic and stuff that my brother was mentioning from the island. That was a good one, of course. He got three movies out that bad boy. But now, hey, what about the real?
Rob Bones.
Yeah, what about the real athletes?
Hey, the people from the island, you got to kind of remember, they more of the older stock that come from here.
They are
more from the warrior cast, because
yeah,
they from the older branch, because they took all the elders to the islands. You know what I'm saying? And they product of that. So they might have a little bit
because they're doing movies now showing Louisiana and all them. I wear that, you know, the Haitian connection is that, of course, because of the French, again, or not knowing. That's where the magic was brought in, too, everybody. The magic was brought into
St. Louis.
In St. Louis, the magic was brought in there. Yeah, the magic was all brought in from there. Yeah.
And in history, St. Louis was supposed to be Louisiana, and Louisiana was supposed to be named St. Louis.
Check that one out.
New Orleans was supposed to be named St. Louis.
And hey, look at it, because St. Louis, France.
Yep. And we got Louisiana, Missouri. We got everything up here, right here, with the same names as down there.
Same names. All right, hold tight. Let me get some. I want y'all to see resources. Now, here you say we got the resources, everybody here. And see, you won't even make it here, which would be cheaper, because they claim this rare earth metals is worldwide, but who's harvesting this metal? The Chinese and so forth. So listen carefully. All you driving that car, all those Teslas that y'all driving now, if you only knew where you going to dump that battery. Listen.
Climate action is the new buzzword, and why wouldn't it be? One world is all we have, and our world is at risk. Countries, corporates, and citizens claim to be doing all they can to save the planet from climate change. Green energy is being floated as one of the top solutions. We are replacing coal with hydropower, fossil fuels with solar energy, petrol and diesel cars with electric vehicles. EVs are being pitched as cleaner, greener, and sustainable. But are they? What's clean for the environment may not really be clean. Hidden beneath the shiny exteriors of an EV is a story of blood batteries. These cars drive human rights violations, extreme poverty, and child labor. Hello and welcome to Gravitas Plus. I'm Palki Sharma Upadhyay. An electric car runs on battery, you know that. But do you know what these batteries are made of? Rare metals like lithium and cobalt. Cobalt gives the battery stability and allows it to operate safely. It's a bluish-gray colored metal. It is found in the Earth's crust, or what we call crustal rocks. Cobalt has several uses, like in jet turbine generators, tool materials, pigments, and smartphone batteries. But its major use is in lithium-ion batteries. Half of the cobalt produced goes into electric cars. We're talking about 4 to 30 kilos of cobalt per battery. This metal is found all over the world, like in Australia, Canada, China, Cuba, South Africa, the United States, the Philippines, but 70% of the total supply comes from one country, Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Let's zoom into this country. DR Congo is the second largest country in Africa. Its GDP is around $49 billion. Congo is synonymous with conflict, poverty, and corruption. Beneath the country's red earth is the world's largest deposit of cobalt. 92 million people live here. Some 2 million depend on cobalt production. They are called négociants. Cobalt mining in Congo is divided into two categories, industrial or large-scale mining and artisanal or small-scale mining. What's the difference between the two? Artisanal mines are unregulated. Labor laws do not apply here. Neither do safety protocols. These mines produce 20 to 30% of Congo's cobalt. Some 200,000 miners work in these mines. At least 40,000 of them are children. Some.
Okay. 40,000 children. Joe, this goes to show you how this cult that we're talking about. Remember we said she eat the children and all this stuff? I didn't make this up. This is called mystical system. So obviously, we're the West. We know we got to be the richest nations on the planet Earth. Got to be. You see how many Teslas running around? You see how many EVs?
But that's the thing. All these Africans, they talking about how great Africa is. Why the fuck they keep coming here?
Well, here's the
nobody asked that question.
That question is a very deep one.
They noticed the letter milk and honey, and then they probably know they came from here for real, and they want to get back home to the ancient land. Because they,
now,
a lot of them know it. That's probably what
that's
it
a
is.
Good,
they, everybody
now,
running
I'm going to take that concept. We're going to do a show on that because we're going to get more data.
Wow. There's that misdirect again.
No. Again, we got to get more data because I would like to know the premise of what they're being told when they get here. You know, what are they being told once they get here? We never seen a documentary.
My partner told me.
I would love to have a documentary.
My partner told me. Look, my friend, he's from India. His guy, he told me they told him when he was taking his meeting before they came here that don't talk to the black people. Don't tell them none, no information. Go to their neighborhood, and they're going to take care of you with their money. Just do that, and you'll survive. You don't need to do nothing else. You'll be rich. They will make you rich. That's what they told him when he had to do all that.
Yeah, hope he ain't cut. Hey, but he must have got cut off of the fuzz.
His brother, a heart surgeon, right now, he'll take your heart out and look at it. I know him personally. You understand? And his big brother, that was my friend. His big brother. He called it Hindustan. That's the old
Hindustan.
Name.
Right, Hindustan. Now think about it. I like that fact because again, we're not debating the fact that, but somehow the question has never been asked in a black rally. How are they able to come in, get the store, the ran down one, get the funding, get everything as quick as possible to be here this short a period of time is a pretty logical question we should be asking ourselves.
They want us to war with them, but it ain't in our nature. We don't really even give a fuck about that shit. You know,
let's get that because that's interesting. Now I'm going by what you're saying in the perspective you see. If you say that they don't care, I'm gonna give you some statistics that we don't because of the fact that what you're saying is because it's so pervasive. Now I can see if it happened in one area. You know, you might like, oh, that's just over there. But this is like through the whole country. It's not. This ain't like one little area. Silk Road policy. That means we so.
Silk Road policy, man.
Then we gotta look at ourselves.
Because
how you gonna tell me Silk Road policy if the black people doing it?
This Turtle Island here is and has been in debt for the longest, right? Now, in order to diversify the coins to take it to another level, they need another type of economics. So they're telling, like they did the Arabs, they told us, okay, you come over here and you get you a piece of land, you get you da-da-da, and you could, this is the so-called Kevlin or whatever you want to call it, dream, branching out and bringing your family with you.
But here we are fighting a group of people who believe this civil rights movement and who testify in each of your areas across the country because it was nationwide, this movement. So whatever hit that movement, we just that maybe we care too much about a country or a state because no one can explain how this guy Horowitz.
They got caught up in the Hegelian dialect,
okay,
right?
Because civil is to act
accordingly.
I got all that, but I'm talking about you. Let's deal with reality right now. With me, and you go through it too. You know damn well the people that doing the most harm to us ain't no other group of people but ours. They got Nightmare on Elm Street. If we gonna sit here and say that a group that we live amongst, who would allow other people to come in, they're at the same meeting. Some of our people were at the same goddamn state governmental agencies, and our relatives and cousins. How come you telling me that these relatives, dialogical beings that are connected, every one of y'all got somebody in corrections and somewhere, how come they can't comprehend this under the concept
that's how much
that,
out of control we is. That's
okay,
how much
so
out
of control.
Control. All right. We are.
Okay, let's keep it going. I like that. Y'all see how we're going. Out of control going to be anarchy and chaos in a few. Because, man, imagine when people really get the okie-dokie and find out that the COVID now is being told, let's go into horror movie 101, the virus movie. Remember all them virus movies they gave us and shit? I mean, gave us all these virus movies. That's how psychological, you know we're crazy, because we all did this same psyop. We all had to participate. And it's not, I mean, we are seeing we have people who I know personally was acting like they had caught the shit. I mean, pretty much. It was like, I thought I was in a living horror movie. Because I'm saying, damn, I mean, we all heard it. We talked about these shows. Think about how close that was to a disaster. Now, imagine, I told you, y'all sent it today. The man said, I got the tape. The man said, they don't even care if they kill people at the World Health Organization meeting. Now, all
that's
the stuff he said.
Right-hand man.
Right. Said it at the meeting. Nobody paying no attention to this shit. This shit worldwide. Now, Europe and them going to war and fighting with each other now over this. At least they see something must be happening for them to be. Now, some countries don't just start jacking up their people. Hope y'all paying attention to the world news since we are in the new world order. These countries are already starting to lock down. I mean, China using like a goddamn unbelievable movie. If we were to take that for real, we'd be really scared.
Trudeau get talking about shutting down the internet, putting the whole string on the internet.
Right, so you imagine now this type of concept going on in America. Y'all been saying how great we y'all all sound just like the Bible story. Everything, she's adorned, got all the history in it. It's told the baby land. That's how you know how crazy this is. It's because the white folks claim it's only 200 years old. Look how we went along with that one. If that ain't Halloween, see it. Somebody can get you to forget that, hey, it was other people here. It's only 200. Man, that's how crazy we are. So now we are drinking this Kool-Aid, which is Jim Jones, which is the religious psychotic movies. You ever seen a religious? Oh, man, they could make devil. Every movie got the church. Devil movie, a good one. I used to love them. The nuns will come out and change up on your ass and shit. And you know that's like, damn, that could be true. They could be playing
the demon
parents.
Was the villain in a Black Adam movie.
Hey, check that out. So So obviously they may be telling us our fate through magic right now. Since y'all all say y'all believe in magic, and America is, come on, y'all just said it yourselves. We got every nation flocking here, man. This is Babylon the Great tenfold. Gotta be. Everybody know, and then America's so big, y'all. You should, how many of y'all ever traveled? You don't even see people for miles and miles and miles as you travel in the car in some of these states. That's how much land is in this bad boy. And they got you thinking it ain't enough land. I'm not even that world renowned travel. You can just go to your own. So where is it? What's going on? So the question to everybody today is, we amongst, now, this was the alien shit. I got to bring it up in the movie. I told y'all the aliens got to be coming.
They have to keep a distraction.
That's a hell of a distraction.
If you got the control to where you can create something for someone to see, you got them right there.
On a large scale.
That was the whole point of when they part of the Quran, when Muhammad say about the pictures, and basically he was talking about looking at an image of yourself. That's basically television right there. You know what I'm saying? You know, in the pictures, he was like, don't make no pictures.
And see,
that's how they able to. That's why it's so important in their so-called religion to not make mockery of Muhammad and this is that and that. But they tell you the story right there. If you look at the story, that's basically the story of what the television is, why they were saying he didn't want it to even be around. You know
and
what I'm saying?
Now, look what we're doing now. So, then what you're saying and what all y'all been saying, by giving us this next generation – that of growing up, we feeding the machine ourselves, because we all know, y'all just said these holidays, we all know money is going to be spent on these holidays. That's how you know people just it participate, even though we don't say we don't want to do it, but it's energy level of money. It doesn't have nothing to do with praying or anything. It's just it's the money flow. They know that they can trigger these things. So we can pay for all this stuff that's to be with the witch down and everybody look good. And who's to say it's wrong or right if we participate in it based on the fact that it's making revenue for some people? It does make revenue. Again, now the question is how we want to spend our revenue. Do we want a dictatorship type of revenue spending, or you want free flowing revenue? This is how this is going to come to you if you don't vote or not. You're going to get mad at something eventually.
Dictatorship, that universal basic income, they got it here. It's here.
Right.
Ain't no more coming. This shit is here.
Right. So you see now, y'all been saying this for years here. If we played the tape here, he was in Africa when he told Africa. Well, Obama told him, he said, we're going to have, in my country, we're going to have universal income. Now, we didn't even know what it was until we started saying, wait a minute, that's a socialist, give everybody the same amount of money. And they live off the government. Now, $500 must be what the dollar going to be worth. I think that's the real tell sign. Is that's all they
think. Hey, Drop.
Think about that one.
Hey, Drop Bones. This show you how stupid and how much of a follower we are. How in the fuck? My mama, she's 70-some years old. They shoes are straight black. Wasn't no signs on them motherfuckers or nothing. And how in the hell did we make some Adidas a faster when, I'm just saying, we was at the same time when they was making shoes, we was right there. We could have made our own shoes. So somebody was stirring us away from being innovative.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Now, that's a concept that's
school,
deep right there.
Send them to church.
I like that.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Send them to school. Send them to church. Like, how the fuck we ain't got our own shoe or drawers or sock? I'm talking about we ain't got not one sock.
But we did have that.
They scared us away from a lot of stuff. Even the spirituality,
yeah.
they scared us away from.
It should be so easy now.
That's
Halloween, baby. Fucked up power that we got. this so-called fake-ass power, we should be more smarter now because we actually got somewhere else in control. Well, we can go to the bank and say,
so now,
I'm going to spend all my money with dry bones. I'm going to spend all my money. But we don't even do that. We don't give
a fuck.
That's basically
Because of that, that's why I tell people when we listen to ourselves talk like this on these programs, you know, he's not even the same city. He's way away from me. His frustration is the same frustration I see around. I hear from people when we get together, you get people say, man, people just don't give. And you know what? That's lack of love. And then they say, now, this is where I say how this goddess shit going to have to concept in my bringing y'all into this to have fun, to open your minds up. This is Halloween, y'all. I told you spiritual. Has a lot of context.
That's what me and Wes been talking about. How the fuck on the same day, Saturday, he in the store, I'm in the store, we run into these sisters we want to holler at, but they got the mask on. Why you got the mask on? Well, I'm protecting myself. Protect yourself from what?
Yeah.
Give me my bag, have a good day, and I walk away. We in two different states. How does that shit happen? I'm in Illinois, he in Georgia. We encounter the same thing. That's a fucked up mindset.
No, they using it as a y'all said this though. I mean, really, I'm just glad y'all vindicated a lot of what we see in as news because it's reality. Because I am starting to realize that this there are some people, women particularly, seem to be extremely so-called selective when they want to have this shit, and then they want to, you know, they could use it at any time to get rid of anybody just by saying you got to get this or get that. And it could create a lot of tension based on the belief. Now, I think it's going to
be we talked about that when I was working at the VA hospital here.
Yeah,
that's when they rolled out the shots, the experimental shots. And the patients, the guys came and told me, Derek, my wife told me when I get out the hospital, before I get out the hospital, if I don't get that shot, she told me, don't bring my ass back. I said, wow. And now look where we're at now.
Oh, man.
And that was over 2 years ago.
Let me get some more calls in here. I got 1-877. All right. We got some more. We got you. Go ahead, sister. I got 3364. You next. We going to get it in there, y'all. Hey, this is Halloween. Welcome to the Halloween show. Are y'all there? Y'all there? One, two. Okay. You ain't ready yet. I'll bring you back. I'll try to get some more. I'll bring you back in. Okay. All right. Let me get hold on. Let me get some calls. Let me get 3364. Y'all been talking for a minute. Let me get some more here. 3364. Get in there.
Yeah. Well, my man was talking about some shoes. You know, what's his name? Donald Driver and his son got some shoes, man. They got. I sent it to y'all last week, man. So it's shoe companies out there, my man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's some people got some shit. It's a lot more design, far as I think in fashion, but far as on the agricultural tip, we watching them farmers who've been begging. Now I'm gonna stand up for them. I've been watching a lot of their stuff as of lately too, and even more so now because they the only ones warning us on these YouTube channels that the Mississippi has almost dried up, and I don't know if people understand that, but that's like a famine in Egypt type story, you know.
Hey, dry bones. Dry bones. I'm right here on the Mississippi.
Okay, there you go.
I'm right here on it. I can walk to the Mississippi River right now from my house.
And how's it looking?
I go to the Missouri River. I go to the Missouri River and the Mississippi River.
Okay. Give us the report.
It's according to where you at. And where the fucking dams at?
Yeah, but
it's
in the dry.
What area you in? In certain areas, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm gonna make
because it's already set up that way. You're getting the natural part of the river now.
So you what they just said? They just said this
on the news. I'm saying the way the river is low right now. That's how the river really is anyway. They just said it on Channel 9. I look at it, they say, this is the natural, when you get to see it low like this, this is the natural Mississippi. When it's flooded like that, that's some bullshit because they keep the shit flooded because they hide stuff everywhere in the Mississippi River. They hiding stuff in the Mississippi River. In certain areas, you can't even go be in the area to even.
Okay, so what part between? So we get some clarity. I'm gonna take some more calls. Clarity between where they're telling the people that it's flooded, that it's going dry, and making it seem like, oh, this is unbelievable. Are you going to say now? Could we put that with climate change? Hoax bullshit. Just say it.
That thing working out there. That motherfucker working. Them barges ain't stopped. Now,
okay.
Certain parts, you know what I'm saying? They may have to. They don't put as much in them in certain parts. You know, they just take them out again.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I can see that. I ain't seen nothing stop. Not one of them bars stop.
Now, all I'm telling y'all as far as what the reports, different news, that's why I say the news, that's why y'all the news, different reports will show, if you watch the news, you go and see, oh, man, they'll have you worried. Now, can we say, like, the food hoax, is that a hoax now? See, that's why I said we got to look at it on the good and evil. See, y'all, everyone these guys y'all talked about, including Shango and all them, they got tricks to God. This is the opposite.
Where I'm at now, ain't no food store. Every store I've been into, but see, I'm not in the city no more. I'm basically out here in the whites and Mexicans. Man, they got shit falling off the shelves. So that's some bullshit,
that's
too.
I haven't seen it either. I haven't seen it myself, but again, I only could go by if y'all telling me the area. I don't know. All I can tell people is food shortages.
You're jacking up the prices, man.
They're just jacking up the prices, man.
Okay.
Because they
got everything in the warehouse. See, they set the, see, the truck drivers. We got truck drivers on this show. See, they set everything up with this fucking Amazon. They got everything right in your community. And if you got the money, you'll get it right when you want it. You know what I'm saying? Because you can order, like the brother was saying, you can order from Amazon and get the same stuff the same day. It's all about, you get your groceries the same day. You know what I'm saying?
All
the stuff you need if you order it. But going to certain stores, they're doing away with the whole way of how you handle your business now. Because they want an account of everything that you're doing, for real.
Okay, we got you. He got a point.
Could I add to him?
Add to
what he said, and then 25 days, it's supposed to be a diesel shortage too. So I'm just adding to what you said, bro. They trying to do some stuff, bro.
They trying to play games.
They gonna control the commerce.
It's a jack by our commerce,
yeah.
Ray. Now here we go again. Now all I'm saying is, I love these type of spins, because you could not take this conversation and not think it did not sound like a movie script. Everything we understand so far.
Yeah, everything we're talking about. They writing the script and with fear, and then they making the damn the show come out to meet the script, man. They write the script out there first, and then they put the movie out, man.
Yeah,
and it was based on fear.
Yeah, but definitely is based on that. You can see it clear as day is based off that, and the fear concept is the Halloween. That's why we having this program. See, the fear concept has always been Michael Myers. I mean, just think about it. He's the area that's done in. And then the concept of them creating these cities to be like sanctuary cities. Look at the name, sanctuary cities. Sanctuary sounds like a grave.
Yep. Yeah, they put that script out there first, and then they make the story match the damn lie.
Let's get it on. We about to play one more. Let me get one more call. They've been waiting. I'm going to try to get back. 1-877, I'm going to get you. Hopefully you got your phone working, but I got one right here. You've been holding on. Thank you. Halloween.
Yeah, Dry Bones. Greetings, family. Like you said, them sanctuary cities got the cameras and the lights already set up. Probably got the grills ready, too. Guess what they going to eat?
Sanctuary. Damn, that's crazy. Good. Welcome to the Halloween, man. It's gonna be on the pop. Go ahead.
I want to go back to what you were saying a second ago. I'm down here in the Carolinas, and just like what you're saying, man, there's so many farmers getting that farm fare. It ain't welfare; it's farm fare, not the farm. Because you know, I always drive through the country to get from
one town to the other, I really don't like taking, you know, the interstates because you see more. And, you know, going through some of these little small, you know, rinky-dink towns and whatnot, man. And
right.
Places where I saw farm vegetables grown and stuff like that around 2016, 2017, all you see now is weeds.
Mm.
They're not even farming. They getting them checks, bro. They're getting them checks, not to farm.
Yeah, not to farm. Yeah, and I could tell because where we used to, where we at down here in the homestead area was farming, all farmland. Now they have built houses and all kind of apartments and everything. I mean, so yeah, I see the scarcity of them doing this as at a high level. Definitely. And again,
Rob on. See, they got those new farms that's in them warehouse farms where they inside where you can't even see them no more. And they work on their own. You don't even need.
Yeah, but a lot of those.
It's set up just like a weed house. Like you set up a weed growth station. That was the whole point.
I got some people who did a chicken farm. Did a chicken farm. Yeah, up in New York State. Yeah,
yep, chicken farms too. But the thing is, in an environment like that, they could feed those crops whatever they want to feed them, and that's what makes them even more dangerous.
Okay, well, so now we live in a what we call a dystopian, because for us that we all in the same different areas to see this. Now this new food is coming out. Y'all said something earlier. I have seen Harvest Something food, and there are new stores popping up, Marketplace, and all these different little LL. I don't know if y'all got them. Aldi's and these different things now.
Yeah, Lidl.
Obviously there's some food being grown, and all this cannot be popping up. If it ain't sub. So these farming co-ops y'all talking about, see, this is where I see if we're losing some of the innovativeness. If we're not in them, and I'm sure that we are on them top levels that are doing this, because they, believe me, they don't got a diversified group of people to start now processing the new America. It's like a cartoon, y'all. It's like we're gonna be the old America, and then overnight we're gonna be the new America. And it's gonna be just like a movie. You're gonna see how people who don't have shit gonna be treated mean and spirited because they're gonna get rid of the police, just like the movie. They already got it. Y'all already showed it. They already showed it. Certain cities gonna get them. The only way they can bring the police out, they got to make it get worse. Now, I'm not saying this, but as a movie, Jack Bauer tonight is one of my favorite ones. They don't even show it at all. That's how deep, because you might find a series to say, wow, that's what we're going through now. But if something happened to say, with all this, just think about the Batman movie or the politicians at this corruptness. You see how they acted. They want protection. They want protection now. Because Nancy Pelosi's husband gets found out. I don't know what it is. People say, who cares about a gay lover quarrel? But he is married. And to have a gay lover hit him, I thought would be quite ridiculous. So he already been crashing and doing all kind of crazy shit. I don't know if she put a hit on him and it went bad. I don't know. That's what they do. But here's the question. You see the money they was dealing with? They was dipped out. You talking about espionage. I mean, all of them doing it because they making deals with the Chinese and Russians and these other groups. Because they got into the Wall Street, brought the microchips, man. They brought the microchips, and they're going to put, they probably going to put them in New York State and so forth. So y'all pay attention to that up there. That's a lot of money they got appropriated.
Hey, dry bones.
All that stuff is a setup too.
Because see, all those people that's having talks with each other, the good and bad, the sad, the true, the fake, they all sitting at the table together. So they already know how the script gonna lay out. Because see, everything has a balance. It have a balance. And what we're seeing, we're just seeing the shift on how that scale go back and forth. We caught up in the middle of it, and in due time, it's going to even all the way out because they do get tired. Shit, bullshit
you know,
gets tired sometimes.
Sound
bullshit
like Russia and Ukraine.
Yes.
Russia, you know,
yeah.
what's gonna manifest that balance is it's going to be our intent. See, just like you're saying, people are going to get tired. Even if they don't speak out with one voice, they're going to use their spirit.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to use their spirit and speak out to the universe what they desire and require. See, that's another reason why they try and keep people on the hamster wheel. They strive to try and keep you in fear. Look at what happened when they brought out the testdemic. Soon as they quarantined people, a lot of people got mad. Some people lost their mind, but an ass of people started their own business. Now you see hiring signs. They raised the minimum. Well, might as well be the minimum raises. The minimum wage has been raised because most places that was paying $8 and $9 an hour,
they're
now they're paying
now.
Between $10 and $15 an hour.
$15 is the most these states. Yeah.
Because only the OGs coming out to work. These kids that was raised in a household where we was providing for them, I'm one of them fools because I got my sons. They don't give a fuck. I'm just keeping it real. If I ain't got nothing to give them, they don't give a fuck. They don't even call. I'm just straight keeping it real. It's a lot of us. It's a lot of us.
They got
that
money. They got no money. What they got? You know, that's a song, man. You ain't heard that song, I Found Love on Lonely Heart Street? That's been going on forever with that. They say, hey, you ain't got no money, Pops. Oh, okay, they going to somebody else. That's for damn sure. But, hey, let's be honest, though. Are they skilled? Let's be honest now. When you do go to these establishments, you see our peoples. Just take our people. We already know some people rude to us and some people nice to us. But do you think our people sometimes, the young ones, do they look like they train to really take on a business sometimes when they in these stores? They talking. Some of them ain't acting like they got etiquette.
Not a damn
some of them
clue.
Serious.
So here it is. Now, you said earlier, bro, but did you say earlier that because we don't have no instruction, we letting them do everything. Now, here where we go with the magic. Now, remember y'all say, I told you things called pestilence. See, y'all think pestilence mean blood, but it actually can mean your children. You know, because they like the pestilence of the Bible story. See, they have one. And remember, if you look at what happened, it just happened badly. TikTok caused some people in the city of Buffalo to crash a kid.
TikTok?
TikTok, they had a TikTok challenge where you could steal a Kia. And some young people in Buffalo, this happened recently, stole the Kia, nice one, driving around at a high rate of speed. And anybody know about between the 90 and the 190, you cannot be trying to go fast because you will flip. These young people was driving so fast. If you see the car, it was down. All five was killed. The driver, only one was able to stay alive and walk from it. That's unbelievable. And he was a driver. So it's a sad story. It's on the Buffalo News. Just got that information of that. And I looked at that. It's just sad. So this is what the youth is doing. They are doing these challenges where they go into buildings and steal everything and bust up the store. You know, these are stuff that TikTok. Now, I told you TikTok is run by the Chinese, and they put it in now here's where the movie gets deep. Every movie y'all ever met, you see you got mad scientists everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody. Every movie that's sci-fi or horror, in a horror genre, is going to be with a crazy-ass, unbelievable genius, diabolical mind scientist.
Just like 007, James Bond.
Yeah, just diabolical. But the same token, these are things I tell people all the time now. That we take for granted. You've been around these type of people all your life. Ain't people who've been in a very crazy hell. But the money, now just what you said earlier, somehow they put together the money for this defense system that they got. Now, every time we in America say we going to do defense, somehow we got to look at how things get jacked. These are another movies, like the Get Out movie. Remember Get Out? The eugenics movie. Now, we got to look at that really more seriously, how they could make a movie, Three the Hard Way. Jim Brown, Jim Kessai, that's not five action. They're going to put drugs in the water in Detroit. In the movie, somehow, in the future, sound like a movie where they had all this water problem. Now, I don't, like I say, it could be an accident. It could be stayed. It could be either way. But just don't y'all find it ironic that somehow we can look at these past, present events and piece them just the same way together today if we think about it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell?
The devil got the devil got to tell you what the fuck they doing. They have to tell you. So you, if you ain't a word to throw it on your scale to see if it's going to apply to you, and see,
right.
That's why it's, the distraction was added to the deal. When the distraction added to the deal, like, well, then, look, let me have your people. Well, look, I'm going to show you how much control I got. But then they make some type of deal where you only can go so far with it.
That's the handshake with the devil. Now, I'm going to tell you, they made movies back in the day. Remember these cult movies back in the day we used to go to the drive-in, and it'd be the Village of the Dam, and they'd be all Satan worshipers and shit. You'd be like, well, damn. They come out as they fucking demon worshipers. But just think about this, y'all. No one's going to say it's crazy. But just think about it. They have caught these type of people lately. People believe in this, that they going to have to wage war, so they have to be prepared. They got this type of group out there. There's no doubt about that. Now, the question is we doing the Red Dawn movie? Everybody coming in here got the...
Wow. You ain't right, Dry Bones. You wrong as hell, man. You mean
They got to serve a purpose. You cannot bring these many people over here without serving a purpose.
And drop them in major cities at that. Best hotels. Give
them
cell phones.
Yes. I mean, I'm almost like, damn, if I'm watching this movie, I'll be this shit here. They just, I mean, you don't try to watch TV, right? You don't even have to watch. You can just be around people that, because all of them aware. They'll tell you, you see, I have to do it. Y'all said it all the time.
Hey.
Just like y'all said today, I'm going to tell you what the horror movie was today for y'all to meet. If a man could get on there and say, everybody expendable, that's scary. And to get away with it, and to have no shame about it. Now, this is what he said. This is what they're saying. This is unbelievable to me. It says that Putin, this man, this coming out this out of Klaus Schwab's. Russia, Putin is a Shahab, New World Order II, playing a role. Today, New York-Russia Tel Aviv triangle comprised of these Khazarians is deceiving the world, orchestrating destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline and preventing Russia, Putin, to a gullible world as besieged as to be seen as a good guy. Now, this coming out of his mouth, not mine, that they have set him to look like a good guy, but like y'all said earlier, he's all with him. And here what they put right in our face. It said, listen to this now. I couldn't even feel more vindicated. It said, nope, sorry. All this is orchestrated to just justify a spectacular destruction. As it was written in an article, Russia will obliterate the West, orchestrate to justify the destruction, and then it was right the article Russia would do this, and rather than accept servitude. So they saying that they already got Putin to say he ain't going to go down. They say this. He said this may be exactly what they want. Then it goes on to state that Klaus Schwab sent the video, which Klaus Schwab stated that Putin was a graduate of his Young World Leader Clubs and very much allied with the New World Order intent, and an author of the letter called The Letter from Your Globalist Friends many years ago.
And Putin was also intelligence officer in KGB for 16 years.
How long ago since it's been an embargoment, the Russian embargoment? Didn't they just get out of that, right? See, all that ties to that, they just got out of that, like in what, 2010 or 9 or something like that? They lifted that embargoment up.
They lifted embargo.
With Russia. I forgot the exact year, but they just recently got it.
Right. And they did some things with Russia. Russia's right there in Cuba, everybody. Just don't get yourself fooled. Russia's already in the area.
Russia's everywhere because
it's in the area already.
Everybody mixing, everybody done mixed, everybody done dicking, pushing everything. Come on now.
Hey man, you're my slave, man. I should never send you that video.
No, that's my slave, man. That's dicking pussy. That's dicking pussy. That's the song.
Hey, was that the video? Somebody sent that video. Oh my God, that's unbelievable. Anyway, let's get back to that because dick and pussy is part of the Halloween. Because if you think about everybody, we say this all the time, these stories of decapitations, of Lorena Bobbitt, that's Halloween. You know, these things have been going on, castrations, and now they're castrating again. Because under these new guys of this new eugenics, New World Order eugenics program, they want to have where they can, castrate your son if he decides he wants to, go
be
a different
girl.
Direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick break because y'all in the call of the personality. That's another one. This is a hell of a song here. We'll be right back. 2 minutes.
And during the few moments rocking. That we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
TV. That's the cult of the personality, boy. Y'all just said it. He just said, oh, y'all said it. A few lyrics. I love it so much. We at the Halloween special, y'all. We're going to go to the 11 o'clock hour. Those of you hanging there on the internet, if you can jump off like they do with the rope, you'll be on here. That's 515-605-9343. And we got all lines open. I'm going to go back to the top. But let's get back to where how this hour, this thing with the goddesses and what these movies and what these things represent. It's not a manifestation of something that is, these movies show you that they always got us on the get out mode. And I liked that movie in a lot of ways. I'm going to tell you why I say that, because they got people within our body and could not escape until they went to a psychotic rage. And I said, man, that's almost like anything else. You lose it.
No, but it was another thing too, though, Dry Bones. Remember when the guy, the headlights from the car
blinked,
right, flashed in their eyes.
Right. And he blinked out. He sure did. That's right. That's when they
right.
came out.
And he
they
came out of it.
They came out of it, yeah. And then the thing they was doing with them, taking parts of their body organs and selling them shit, eyes and all. I said, man, this is amazing that they showed that, and only to know that y'all said it earlier, they had to show it. They had to show because they can't. Like you said, who would show a movie? And come to find organ harvesting one of the biggest things out. Now they get into where they're going to. Now, y'all can say we're crazy. But I always liked those movies. The Invasion, the Body Snatchers and stuff.
But see, that's the thing. The average person don't like Jordan Peele movies because they look at it from an entertainment lens. If you look at it from a spiritual, metaphysical lens, you're going to see something totally different. Just like a lot of people didn't understand Nope. You know, they thought, it was stupid. It was boring. No, you're looking at it the wrong way.
Yeah. You have
Same thing with Glass. Remember that movie Glass?
Glass with Samuel Jackson. Samuel Jackson, yeah. That was sci-fi on the Howard Fringe of being able to be, unbreakable. But again, is that the spirit of people that we have within ourselves? Because sometimes we are a defeatist people. It's like, you know, we hear all this and gloom and doom does have a spell. Obviously. Because now we find that gloom and doom is Loki in them. That's the gloom and doom, and they got power over. Now, I suggest y'all go look at those characters that we named, and you see they attributes. That's how you're going to see the difference. It's too much to put on in this time frame here. But if y'all go look at these attributes that they said they had, they said that they had considered people in the time of this war of the going to the seventh key would be considered property, would be equal, meaning people. That's what the end of that story was with them guys.
Hey, Dry Bones. Just like what you're saying, going back to the nano chips and all of that stuff.
Just like
the barcode on fruit and vegetables, a letter or a number symbolizes a certain family.
Yep.
So imagine somebody going to get the okie dokie pokey and there's chips in there with barcodes on them that you're owned by. You know, just like you're saying, it's another form of being a prisoner of war again. I don't like saying the term slave because, you know, we've been here.
Yeah, prisoner of war.
And even,
that same thing. Yeah,
it's just
prisoner of war.
You know, we're really waking up on so many different levels, man. But overall, it's really how you govern yourself in your mind, you know, and
pure governance. Pure governance, right. I see
what you're saying. Who was that name of Justin Timberlake was in there where they had every place they had to go to a checkpoint, they had a barcode on his arm and had to be scanned. What was the name of that movie?
Was it called Time?
That's how you recognize produce, man. If that stamp on there got a fault, that's bioengineered.
Yeah.
Okay, if it's got a 9, that's regular organic.
Yeah.
So they say, with the 9 on it.
Movie's
called In Time.
In Time.
In Time. There you go.
He had to sell his time in life. It's like,
to save somebody.
Yeah, to save somebody, because you get a amount of time throughout life to get energized, and he gave his time up. That shit was deep. And it was just like anything else, because it could be done with the genetic coding of them having to be able to shut you off. Remember, they said they want to be able to I played that clip. That's why I say sometimes you have to almost say, man, are we playing this with all of us understanding, hey, in the hands of the wrong people. I'm not saying we may get it or we may not get it. I'm saying, but once this is out that they are doing this, that we, you know, people don't really talk about it. It would seem unreal to people that, you know, you tell them the story. They don't see that correlation with the horror as reality. You know, if you're on
Drop on. Excuse me for interrupting you, but look at this right here.
No, go ahead. I'm just making
How many people in our families took the poke already?
Yeah.
So just like that movie, I, Robot. I mean, I don't even want to give it power, but you never freaking know,
what that stuff is. Well, I'm only going by what y'all showing, what I'm seeing. Now, I can't say what's happening. It's, you got deep fake. I mean, we did a show called Deep Fake. I don't know how much deep fake is, how level it is, but let's just go with this premise. There's a lot of data. People just falling out all over the place, even into the substation. Like, they fall right into the train. Couple, like two or three fell into the train. And I don't know what the point is, But I'm noticing that they're calling it sudden thing. If this is the case, and they find all this stuff out, all we could imagine what they why they may be trying to ramp up the getting people insecure again. Because if a country find out that, oh my God, if my country did this to me, you could bet that country gonna have total chaos. That's pretty.
Why you bad. Think they? Why you think they want our guns?
Yeah,
why you think they want them guns?
Shot, man. Hey.
Yeah, your sister.
All my sisters took the shot, man. One of them so goddamn skinny, man, looked like somebody in Sudan, man. And she swapping down and was the shot, man. Bright tears to my eyes, right down there, floating out of there, man. She's
but
so damn skinny, man, look like she.
I tell people, man, I'm gonna be like this. I don't like to scare everybody on that level because I know some people have done it very close to us as well. And you say to yourself, okay, now, so far so good. But then, what comes to my mind is I don't know what the development of his body is. But if something happens, I would be the first to think that. But a lot of people don't believe it that the shot is like doing this to people. Like, you know, it's like because they could be shut down. Now here's where I get with the media, y'all. The media thing. Now, everybody it could be deceived. I stand by that. Everybody could be deceived on some shit. But I'm saying, aren't we noticing the media is a little bit over-biased? I mean, this is like outrageous shit. Like, you know, we get to the point where the media is fake. There's no way anybody can say we can 100% believe in the media to get all our true information. Because they
I wager you can't even take 50% of what them fools say.
Right. I'm just saying, because they have shown through horror movies that the news will say the same thing all over the country. They all got the same script.
Operation Mockingbird, man.
Right.
Operation
all
Mockingbird.
All over the place, they say the same, I mean, exact, all
diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's all you hear now.
That's it. So, and equity and what? Now, that's a monetary thing, everybody, equity. Like, you know, that's something your house is worth. You know, you hope your house have equity, you know, so it can keep you above water, not below water. So if they call it equity and those other two words, I'm just asking people out there listening, wherever you at, your workplace, pay attention to the signs that you hearing. And if you are participating in these activities of people saying this, if y'all find out to be untrue, if you're scared to step out, just step back softly out of it. You know, don't want to be, but y'all better start thinking about what y'all have put your energies into doing, because you won't be able to blame nobody. Because
right.
If everybody, you know, it's so many people.
Dear
out there
judgment,
doing.
Man.
Yeah,
dear
yeah
judgment,
that's my.
Man.
Now we're talking about apocalyptic. Now, I love this, man. I told you going to get us into this. Apocalyptic, man, it's like, you know, you'll see all the great ones do it. The Mega Man, Denzel Washington. He had one with a couple of them. Are they telling us this themselves? Like, are they going to be prevented from being there? Because now you have seen this, everybody. They don't kill people in California at high levels. I mean, remember they killed the dude from the record company, his wife. Ain't nobody seem to be talking about that much. A lot of stuff going down in these areas of finances and everything. People jumping off buildings, just like the movies.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I mean, we got people doing. They didn't tell you how many people killed themselves with Bitcoin. They wouldn't tell you. They won't tell you.
Yeah, that dude from what name? Bed Bath & Beyond. He jumped off a building too, man.
Yeah.
Last week.
Don't nobody talks about it. Now these are big money people, and again, I know people say, oh, it ain't going to affect you, but some of y'all got kids that got jobs from these companies that they with. They live in your house. Once they automize the debt, who's going to get these jobs? They're going to be at automation, and they're going to sequence those who do not have what they call the aptitude test. Now, this almost is just like what he was telling you, but it's the eugenic people. I mean, it is. Now, it's called a card anatomy. Now, I'm just going to play 2 minutes of this. I don't know if this all of it because it's too lengthy, but a card anatomy, man, just think about it. The doctor now. You know, those horror movies with the doctors, too.
Of course they are.
Carver,
they're the ones that sit in and tell back to the government.
Back
to the machine.
Doctor Strange and shit. Doctor everybody. These are things that
Doctor No.
Doctor No. Yeah. Now how are we gonna trust some of these people?
Jekyll and Hyde.
Jekyll and Hyde. Now these movies like this is actually being perpetrated right in real life. Because now your doctors ask you if he will. Did you take the COVID? And we'll frown on you because they really want to know why. And once you tell them, they shut up. Once you tell them, I said it wasn't tested by the U.S. and we don't know what it is. It's pharmaceutical company making the killer. They shut up. So obviously there's a fear amongst them of people recognizing because, you know, they might give you the wrong diagnosis because, you know, so you got to be, how do you put your hands with a doctor now? You got to really have some trust. And I'm not saying all doctors this way now. Don't get me wrong. Some brilliant dudes, some brilliant sisters and people of all ethnic groups got doctors. But I'm saying if that gets
more they all practicing, man. They practice on me enough, man.
They practice.
That's what their office is called.
By practice.
Their practice.
And you can do a lot of things to a person when you practice. You know, if you jack them up, if you got the right insurance, you bet you okay. If you don't got the right insurance,
ask your question
you
right quick, Dry Bones.
Go right ahead.
What was that experiment they did on them boys down there in the South with that with syphilis, wasn't it?
Yes, the Tuskegee experiment.
And how long ago was that?
It was in my short time life for I was had to be like early in the early 50s. So mid to early 50s, and they did that.
And that was a government campaign. So what would make people think that one would be any different?
But I try to make that point to a lot of people because you love talking to our people. I do.
Monkeypox.
Right. You love talking to them, so you'd be like, man, they got to see it this way. I don't know if the spell is that era. That 60s is a powerful era, man. I mean, think how many people was assassinated. When you think about James Bond.
I told y'all, the doctor and the butcher were the same damn coat, man.
Yeah.
You go to the butcher shop and the doctor, they got the same damn coat, man.
They got that white coat.
Right up.
Yeah, they say Martin Luther King died in a hospital.
Right. You know, even though it was definitely, for what he got shot, like, who knows, it's impossible. They probably, if he did, they would be very, very unbecoming for him. I know it would be tragic. So I don't know the circumstances, but just think about how the fact that era, not only they shot the president, his brother, that number one civil rights leader, the...
Fred Hampton, Malcolm X.
And then we go into the other groups they took out that. And so you say, well, is selective service? They select who they want. So what makes us so volatile that they gonna stop that and then give us this alternative? That's where that 60 stuff come in. And see, this is why I tell people that's the most horrifying era right there to me. That's the era I came in. Seemed to be.
They wonder why people busting out. They wonder why people busting out, man. All the shit we done saw, man, growing up. It's the name, y'all name.
Right. So you see, right.
So everybody busting out.
Right. So you see all that, and then you see Mega Evers and all. And again, you get to see that, and sincere people thought they was doing something, and I understand that. I really do. You're sincere. Mississippi, everything. And then you look at in our era right now, this generation right now, And so much is still in an era where the economics ain't really go that way. So you got to look at some of the things that happened in the South that you got to look at the South now. And most of us try to figure out what the city going to be. The city, I'm telling what I'm seeing. You're going to live near the metro well. Food going to be right downstairs in the grocery store. They got them all built in together, your grocery store. You don't have to leave your area. Electronic bicycles, everything. College, they got it all here for them. They got all that going on. Everybody know I'm telling the truth.
I mean, but that was part of the Great Reset. Once they locked people, depending on where you lived at, they locked you down, and that was the test run right there.
Right.
Have so your you, okay, you can't leave. We'll bring your groceries to you. You can't come in the store. We'll bring your shit to you.
Right, and that's my point.
You work
so
from
y'all,
home.
Y'all said,
you ain't got to go to work no more. You stay
right.
at home and work in your pajamas.
And have me, you know what I'm telling you? Because it becomes, because I experienced it myself, it becomes like, oh, man, I can do this. And you become so proficient and able to do it at the same token, the concept is stay at home. Then you get to the point where you only will be shifting food by, I mean, you can almost, I see it ain't that damn far. I'm not that old. This ain't that far
they drive
from
on.
That becoming a reality in a real quick minute. A real couple years, like by 2024. Well, hey, make a fucking point. I'm going to bring some more of y'all in here.
It wasn't Da Vinci. It was Plato and somebody else during that time period. When they wanted to tell the truth about where they got their science from, they got their science from Kemet. They wouldn't kill them. They would make them stay in their house. That was prison for them because they still wanted them to, you know, do their creations and all of that stuff. So they wouldn't put them in a jail cell. They'd make them stay in their house.
Yeah,
they were
like
doing ostracizing back then also.
Right. They were ostracizing them, but they kept them comfortable enough to keep it going. Same thing with Tesla. They kept him comfortable enough that he had stayed. He pretty much became isolated as they went to rob all his stuff. 1-877, are you in there? I'm gonna get you, I thought he was wasn't sure if he was gonna make it in there. Are you in there still? I brought you back in here. All right, I don't know if you got yourself on mute or not. All right, I tried to bring you back in before it gets late because you know what? We ain't going over.
Can
but,
you hear me?
Hey,
I got you. Go ahead. Fine. Okay, finally got you. Go ahead. Hurry, bro. I got you.
Hey,
okay,
sis.
I was. Hey, bro. How you doing, brother?
All right. Go ahead. Happy Halloween. But you must be already having a Halloween night already. Go ahead. Hurry up.
Yes. Yes. Halloween was never one of my holidays. But I would just participate, you know, just for the fun. I started studying with the Jehovah's Witnesses in my mid-20s, and I learned more about the pagan holidays and what they mean. And now I can connect the Halloween to our government, and that's what I would like to speak about, the trick or treat. Trick or treat.
Let's hear it.
So,
like trick or treat.
Okay. Yes. And what the custom is, we go and put the costumes on, cover our face, ring the doorbells, hit trick or treat. If you're good or you're bad, you know. So, how it's been working is, here in our government, this is a very special holiday for them, okay, because of the fact that this is when all the spirits, you know, intertwine and the fear mongering comes out and the adrenaline and all that is like, you know, just turns the devil into like 10th, you know, in a 10th dimension. So,
dimension.
Yeah, so basically
hurry up there.
The government, they hide, just like the costumes, right? They hide behind the costume, and they actually be something else, okay? So let's just take with the Putin war. It was all created to be able to fulfill their socialism and communism and government takeover. Because over there in Europe, those who watch CNN, CBS, all the main, even Fox, you know, on Fox on Saturday, it's very good. But anyway, they're like really reporting the truth. So over there, everybody had time. I haven't had any time yet. I'm just trying to put out all of it together. They're freezing because of the fact that they don't have any heat because their politicians are mad at Putin, so they don't want to buy the heat. That's to freeze them and to you know, kill them because the population is, you know, is what their mission is. Over in the United States, we cherish the Bible. Most people do cherish the Bible. The Bible is all tricks and treats. You know what I mean? There's
and
always
our guns.
This, I'm sorry?
No, I said and our guns, so they'll never.
And our guns, yeah. The Bible and guns, yeah. Go ahead. All right, go ahead. Get the story out now. Herb, get the story out.
Exactly. So basically,
three more minutes.
Right. So basically, even the Bible. What I was saying is the Bible is a hidden. It's like a trick or treat. The costume, because it's
coded.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
like you've been saying.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then here let's look at Nancy Pelosi around the Halloween. You know, this crazy thing that happens. Right? Why did that happen? Because let me tell you the reason why it happened. Yeah, that is definitely Halloween. Okay, because of the fact that the Democrats are losing so badly, and they don't have anything to talk about. Right. So this is what they do. The Democrats are very good with their Halloween, their mask. So the mask was a homeless Canadian immigrant that came to her house with all the security now, broke in, and hit the man with the hammer. An 80-some-year-old man did not with a hammer? Come on, guys. And then
they were naked. They were in underwear. You didn't even
know
that. They were in underwear, both of them. And
right.
Again, he's not. He was known. I gave out the tape. I put the tape out. Yeah, obviously they knew this guy.
They said it was Q. He was queuing on. He was a part of Trump. You know,
right,
because they
Trump
have to
now.
Bring Trump in some kind of way. That's that's the trick.
Yeah.
That's the trick or treat, right?
That's the trick or treat.
So
yeah.
So the man. So
yeah,
the man didn't do this. Right. The man did not do this, y'all. This is all a trick or treat. You know, they have to have something to talk about.
I'm glad that's a good way you put it together there.
And they put
that.
A person, a FBI person, in charge that just started becoming an FBI in 2019. They will not release the video cameras. Nothing. So that's a trick and treat.
That's a lot right there.
So,
let's take this.
Because he didn't even break it in the house.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Is it?
And
he's homeless.
That.
A homeless person can get in there like that?
Well, you know, this is what I say.
And she got fences and shit?
Right. But this is the same thing I'm trying to tell y'all that we're seeing, the hypocrisy of, you just said it so good. I mean, that's a good trick or treat. Because actually, look at the ritual. Two dudes in their underwear banging each other upside the head. I think about that. Think about that one, everybody. Now, that is already if that ain't a movie for Walt Disney.
Perversion.
Nancy
that's
probably
perversion,
hit him. Nancy
bone.
Probably
that's
hit
that
his ass.
Perversion.
Nancy probably hit him.
Hey, probably so. But see, here's how I know y'all not
if
catching
he got hit.
Hold on. Just earlier, because y'all sent so much stuff.
Hey, Drummond, Sausage Party. They got a new Sausage Party movie.
Yeah, hold on. This is the way I get
started. Wow.
They just had it where Nancy Pelosi said she was going to beat Trump up. She wanted to kick his behind. Because I just seen it. She actually telling this reporter, if I go to jail, I'll be happy. This is what the chick said. I was like, damn, that is bold. She said she wants to smack him up. I said, man, she rough. She's like a mob wife. So I said, man. So anyway, long story short, there we go. We got a mob. I mean, to me, this is like an amazing movie. I mean, who would ever think people, I mean, love or hate Trump would have Trump hysteria like this, man. It's almost unbelievable. They picked the right
And then you got the dude from All in the Family. What's his name? Rob Reiner
Rob Reiner.
Twitter talking about it was Trump's fault.
Yeah, me head.
That Pelosi's husband got beat up.
Yeah.
They scared of the boogie. They scared of the orange, man.
it must be an alien for something. Because I've never seen that like this. But I said, damn, how dumb can we be to believe this story? He just crashed last month, crashed his car up with a chick in the car. It was all over the news. They hit it up to us, but California had to find the report that people bashed up the show, and he jacked the car up while she was gone over there in another country. So he's an actual outrage, I guess. He wasn't Epstein. He an Epstein boy, I guess. But nonetheless. here's where it gets deeper now. That's why I say I don't know how we can even watch some of this stuff. You ever notice that we've been watching all these German movies?
Mm-hmm.
And who would think that these movies would be so, I mean, how could Rob Gregory Peck play Boy from Brazil? Because remember, we all had a lot of Nazi scary movies.
Ooh,
you know,
that was a movie.
How many Nazi scary movies have we had? Have you thought about that with anybody? This is where I tell people, you better pay attention to this one here. So this could be a scary one. Think about it. I mean, the Nazis already said they could clone people. We unplayed videos that they cloning in Disney. Disney, I'm like, damn, they cloned that Disney. Disneyland brought the Nazis in. I mean, is that not something that... I mean, I put
the
together.
The Fonz was a German Jew.
And plus, they got them dumbs, man. Them dumbs called deep underground military bases, man.
Bases.
I sent y'all the things.
Them amusement parks and stuff, and Disney and stuff like that, they were set up to see how they could take control of the mind through the child, through the media. They control all that. That's where it came from. That's why it then grabs the mold of the machine where they are. They posted up, got in position, and you're looking at the results of another laboratory test.
Yeah, that's a hell of a statement. Because again, we don't want to make it sound like the diabolical laboratory scientists, but let's be honest, everybody. You just heard it yourself. If they can make a group of people only talk about Africa, think about that now. That is heavy duty. And that man...
Wakanda forever.
Yeah.
For life.
I mean, if you think about this concept that y'all look this dude up, y'all think I'm playing. Every school, HBC, he has taught in all of them. Y'all look him up. He has taught among some of the best. That just go look who been under him. You be like, damn, this is weird. I mean, that's what I'm looking at. I'm saying, wait a minute, how does dude come up with the best way? Him and Du Bois was in on it together. I remember because Du Bois, who you heard the finance was Carnegie.
Mm-hmm.
Then you find the boys and all them was getting paid by all them was getting paid by the Rockefellers. And
wow.
Yep.
All of them.
The creator of the United Nations.
Right. All of them. Every single one of them.
Hey, Dry Bones.
Yeah.
Who automated the car industry? What's the peanut man? The peanut man's name?
Carver.
Was
George
he around
Washington
in that
Carver?
Time period?
George Washington Carver. Yeah, they said that this dude named Armstrong, it was a guy, Patterson. A black guy had a car, too, at the same time. But you know,
yeah, in Ohio,
that,
Patterson Motors.
Yeah, he had one.
No, but why I spoke on him, excuse me for interrupting you, but why I spoke
no,
on
no,
him,
no,
is, remember, Ford, old man Ford had him castrated. That's another thing. That's another ritual
that's right.
that they do.
He was castrated. He sure was.
But he was around that same
high,
time period.
He had a very high, yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. He had a very high-pitched voice, and they said he was castrated. They sure did. I've seen that. I said, damn. Sure did. They sure
no, but
did.
Just like what you're saying, the boys, one of them was with Carnegie, and even though he wasn't one to be speaking out about things, but he was a scientist. So he created
right.
a lot of things, just like
right.
a lot of the things that he created went to the military as weapons also.
That's right. He had patents. They had patents on his shit. And he was also kept, this is why I say the diabolical time frame too, that is besides that 60s, is that era where these elite, very bright intellectual people end up being financed. And then you wonder why we don't get anything because they gave their rights up.
Why did Du Bois remind me of Russell Simmons?
See, I was getting ready to say the same thing. Not necessarily about Du Bois, but just like what you're saying. All of them people had handlers. Now look at Holly Weird And look at the music industry also.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They show pictures of every so-called black record label. There's one of them individuals standing in the background. You know, look what happened to Whitney Houston when they couldn't use her anymore.
But yeah, her movie is coming out in December.
Yes, it is. Sure is. It sure is. I've seen it. I looked it on. It's all on YouTube. They got Will Smith coming back. Everybody in Emancipation.
Emancipation.
I said,
in
look
December.
At this. I said, look, he don't got redemption. He don't got all. I mean, I watch. Y'all see some tapes. I watch. He hanging with Meriwether brought him back in there. They had the so-called grand opening. With Meriwether, I seen him Meriwether talk. I said, now, I don't know what's going on, but it seems to bring again that Civil War. It's a Civil War movie. It has a Civil War background where black folks are escaping from Louisiana. Now, here's my premise again. Whoopi Goldberg making these movies now with Till, Emmett Till. I mean, do you see what I'm saying? These movies are to either incite the psyche again. Cause remember, they said they had to
bring back bring back the memory of tyranny and fear.
Right. Yeah. Or create the work that it created. Now, historically, again, I love all the movies they come with, but I just have a problem when they always trying to make the characters look nothing like themselves. And I'm sure you can find people that look on that look, because what happens with people, it's like this thing where women, it would make everybody dark, even though they were light skinned and all this other stuff. You'd be like, the depiction level.
And just like the sister who playing Whitney Houston, she's British.
Right. Yeah, she's British. Yeah, she sure is. But
see
why.
They do a lot of that.
They do. But here's the thing. I don't know the game they play of artists of it. Cause, musically, you can go over there and get just as rich if they love you enough. But it is a merging of the two European nations, if you notice this. This dominant. Mm-hmm. Look how emphatically we was watching. Not y'all on here or nothing, but just as a national survey of watching Queen Elizabeth's funeral and catching. Sometimes I think it was probably good because, like Wes said, if you ain't watching, you would never know they broke the magic wand. So, things like that make you say, what did we watch? I think one of her guards fell out too.
Yeah, I saw that.
One of her guards fell right on out like he had a COVID test. I don't know. I ain't making that up. Y'all go look it up. He fell straight out, y'all. Not right around the way he was guarding the body. He fell out. Now, I don't know if that was the invisible man that pushed him down and walked up on her. But whatever it was, the sucker fell right on out. Now, again, these are all speculation now because, we ain't trying to scare everybody to death. But the reality is fair. In that Bible story, your Bible say fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. That's in the Bible, straight up, just like that. And so obviously this God character wants fear for some reason. He feeds off, like Star Trek. Like Star Trek just did one where they feed off your fear. They had a playoff. My thing is, obviously, this concept is there because I tell everybody, when you get nervous, just have your neighborhood become unrecognizable with people that's doing you're going to be either become a hermit in your house, scared to go out, or you're going to be going out ready to be prepared. That's what I call preparedness. So that's on you.
They dry bones.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Make a quick statement. Then you next, brother. Go ahead. Quick statement. Go ahead.
I was going to say that Joe Biden, he cannot have a double, because if he had a double, they both dumb, because of the fact that if they had a double, they would have him there doing normal stuff, like
direction. He did. I'm telling you, I thought about, go look at it, because I was joking, but I looked it up. I said, damn, this dude look like, it's like they got him at a certain time when they needed him, but I don't know what happened.
They don't have him all the time.
I don't know.
He had a CBS interview, And that was edited. That wasn't even live. So
right.
If he had a
devil,
he would know how to get off the stairs. He would know how to get off the stairs. He would know how to answer questions.
I don't know.
Questions.
Maybe they want to be. No, not this one. Maybe the Biden. Look, we got you with all that. We got the Biden. We understand. I'm saying, but maybe, just maybe, I don't know that they want him to actually be something happen, because you see, obviously he's deteriorating and he won't make it. See, the midterms is just a teaser. You said trick or treat. Let's go take it even further. That's to make you think that everything gonna be all right once the Republican win, and we gonna feel like it's gonna be all right. But we still got two more years.
Of Biden, yeah, because if Biden veto everything, you know, but it just put a pause.
If he die, what if he was to die or some bullshit happened? Because he's old as hell, and then you next, brother. Anything could happen to the dude, and who do we have? This would be a horror movie of proportional fear.
Steroids. Kamala, yeah, Kamala.
Yeah, go ahead. You go ahead and finish what you're going to say. I just want to get some more perspective on some of that right there, which I was just saying. Go ahead, bro.
No, I was just going to go back to what you were saying about Will Smith. Let's not forget about that movie, iRobot. Now consider that pokey. And don't forget about that other movie it wasn't iRobot when he had that he was half robot also. Remember, one of his arms was artificial intelligence, AI.
Yeah,
iRobot.
Oh, okay, that was iRobot. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That and the other movie he did, it's on Netflix. I never seen it. Either an alien is his partner or it's a robot that's his partner.
He was a police officer. I didn't see that. Yeah.
I haven't seen it myself. There you go.
Right.
Again, he's making all kinds. Now, was that a ritual, a trick-or-treat Halloween prank, a Halloween, that he had to do that? Because it seemed like that was all staged now, more and more I watch it and watch that play out to what we see now. We get everybody speculating, like speculators, boom, 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 boom. We are thousands and thousands of speculators. We are speculating. Then we can analyze the outcome of that and say, wait a minute, that's a win-win. Ain't nobody lost in that shit.
Speculation or distraction.
Yeah, ain't nobody lost that. Right. So even though we did both, the outcome was it looked like a distraction to the point where they both end up not having nothing tarnished from their careers. We all into that.
Right.
We all have
Independence Day.
Say again?
Independence Day wasn't real cold.
Yeah, exactly. He's the one who wound up flying the ship. Yeah.
Yeah, and he had a cold.
Check that out.
That was the cold.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Not, that's
he had
that
a virus. He the one took down the
damn.
Yeah, he the one took it down.
Wow. Hey, that's why we do these programs, y'all. Look at this. Who would say that? Now, again.
And don't forget, he was also a man in black, too.
Man in black. that alien, all that. Yeah. These roles were not by accident because, you know, that technology.
Enemy of the state.
Enemy of the state with Gene Hackman was just like, told you the whole thing. He played a lot of sci-fi. So he knows the call to this for real, real. But then again, is it made up to be that way? Because, again, they have sacrificed sometimes your kids because their kids had to become part of that goddess concept I said, Andromeda. That's part of the game. Andromeda must have her say as well in this cultic game. I'm telling y'all, when you start to see that, man, they are actually worshiping these ancient things still. It's just that we don't realize how incredibly encoded they are into this. It don't seem like most people, because of church, no one took the spirituality. Some people did. I mean, I say that. Church did not do what they're doing. Church, like would just sit back and let you go through anything. This people here got this where they got a fight spirit. Now, is that God spirit? Yeah, they just said she was a god of war. All these movies showing the women. All the women now are warriors now. Every movie from Captain America, Doctor Strange, the Illuminati was they showing this in there. So
the next Iron Man is going to be a black female. That's going to be in the Wakanda movie.
Right.
Can't make this
up. They put they putting that strength back in the woman, I guess, so they can, so she can put the strength back into the child. Sure.
Okay.
And that may open back up to the new family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But what type of man gonna be there?
Yeah, that's the big question. Now that's the big question. Beautiful comment on that one. What kind of man? And that's where because of the way this is going, you know.
Look at all of those women dry bones that had babies by other nationalities outside of the country. Janet Jackson, the Williams, the tennis playing girl. There's been a lot of them. Even Candace is married to one of them, isn't she?
Yeah, we said it last week. She's married to a British. Now again, this is why I say for sci-fi effects, y'all. Those of y'all listening, you know, we play stuff that
they
cannot be.
Pocahontas.
I like that.
Listen, I'm just saying, look, the stuff just keep repeating itself because you still have to, somebody got to have control over this land. This is the main land where it has to be understood what's going on here. Don't nobody else give a fuck about nothing else over the fucking world. This is the main, they talk about the stuff on the news, but at the end of the day, they want to know what's the end all here.
Everything points back to here. All eyes on us. No doubt about that. Now, again, because of that, is the gun laws that are being manifested or taken away from, de-escalating us from having them. Is that not also part of the first stages of these things? Because we've been seeing this for years, watching TV, watching movies. They've been always wanting guns. Y'all say the Bible and guns. That's going to be a hell of a war right there. So right there, you know, once that clicks
drive
off,
on.
It could be ugly. But before I make that point,
you know, as well as most of us know, they'll never take the guns from the people land, man.
But once they try to do this, now there's two ways of looking at this. They say, I watched those survival show stuff, like went online and looked at their real shit. Now, they're smart. They do understand some things. I'm just going to lay it out to what they said. They even got it where now, they got it where you join up, and if you're in an area, if you're under the membership of them, you can go to these, what they call bag out cities where they have it, where they, man, this is interesting. I'm not making this up. It's a system they got in Florida and all the states. They said in case of some disaster, you will have a location. I said, now, that's smart to think of. I say, man, that's something that people should start thinking about. If you're going to start thinking about certain things, if you travel and so forth in an area, you don't have no real people, you don't know who's around, could be of use. Now, secondly, they were saying, if the reason why they're doing it is because they said they're not going to go door-to-door taking guns. That was their concept. They're going to ration you out where you give food for your guns, or a gun get there. They already did the test.
Oh, shit, they already doing that. It's called a Walmart card.
Right. They doing it. So they already know that because now they gave you a food. They did the test was to see if you would give up your weaponry for just basic food. So that's like the five senses control thing. So they got you to do that. So they see what that worked. Now, they did it again to the same way they did abortion. They went through church first. That's why I say it's pretty scary when you think about it. They went through church first and got the same thing abortion did. Went right to the church and got the church to go along with telling the black community to disarm themselves. Now, this is documented all across the country. This is one.
And the military now, too.
Right, so it's documented that this is done. So the question that we need to be asking now is, what group is actually advocating taking guns? And that's where you better start thinking about as well, people out there who are telling you that you don't need the police. If you don't need the police and you don't need that, but they hypocrite ass got a security force guarding their house. That's why I kept saying, no way nobody could believe this story. This guy could just easily get in Nancy Pelosi's house. Just easily. He had to be let in. And That's what the case was. So you know they're lying right there. But nobody's going to, they're going to use this to get you to get into a fight again of who, and don't be that Dutch on this line. But those of you listening, don't be dumb enough to even argue with a family member on this type of foolishness, because that is soap opera stuff. That's what they like. They know people like living in a soap opera.
That's why they bought.
Yeah, because anybody who will follow a fucking family around, the Kardashians and all these watching hip hop all day, these other people's lives, and equate that to your life of trying to be, you could tell that's brainwashed. These people ain't even real. Ain't nobody could go with a camera all day watching you. You looking funky and shit, get off the bed, slob on your lip. You know that's made up. They look good all day. That's impossible. Damn. It doesn't make sense how our family people, they're going to show you now they could be part of that, what they tell you, the vampire scene. They have to have that. They knew it. They use a voyeurism to make you watch the vet, so you can watch that and always want to be like that. Always want to be like that. So of course we're going to be mad at some of that. And like I said about these people, we did the show last week. We said it, Kansas, all the Americans, we got so many black folks with white women that are civil rights heroes. If you only knew how many black civil rights heroes had white women, it was just like the brothers up from the, when they did, I'm going to get you sucker, and he had the black man with the dice, with the white.
That's cold, that's on purpose.
That, I'm so glad they did that. The way
are you talking about don't be a menace while drinking juice in the hood?
Yeah.
No. I'm going to get you, sucker.
I'm going to get
Link,
you, sucker.
Well, it was in that other movie, too, with the Wayans brothers.
Yeah, that was
what
that.
What, homie ended up...
Homie ended what? Homie ended what? He said homie.
No, I was saying it was also in Don't Be a Menace where the Wayans brothers had the trailer white girl at the end of the movie. He ended up banging us, well, getting with her, whatever.
Right, well, that's...
supposed to be a black power dude. That's what it was.
Oh, right. Now, see, again, this is what we've been seeing.
Yes.
Well, now, again, that's why I tell people, I never told people that they can never say about, you with the white... Because, first of all, we're going to keep saying it. White women was getting it a long time. Now, they seem to be part of this cult as well. I'm going to tell you why. When you got to meet with them, the first thing I noticed from Kamala Harris, she didn't try to get no men. Her first meeting was with a group of women. They all were white. Senate women. I couldn't believe it. I said, no one even brought this up. It was only in for like a short minute that she was having a cabinet meeting party and stuff, and they would come pictures out, and they all was on it. I said, damn, that's some weird shit. And again, that's another horror movie. You know, these had them witch movies, though. We love those movies. And so, is it far-fetched that we're going to see this type of formation of these women in these power structures, or are they going to advocate the same thing, the hermaphrodite? Because ain't no way you can tell me that Magic Johnson and them, and who, great athlete, his son, think of the stuff that Magic had to go to. AIDS, that said that was from all kind of shit. Some say men, some say women. Wife, got... Then somehow he was able to persevere that. Then he goes into heaven. Then son, it's a different topic.
That's a sacrifice, bro, because him and Dwayne Wade doing the same thing. Now Dwayne Wade got a transgender daughter.
Right. Now they actually
And then it's like that Gabrielle Union, is she a damn witch?
Something.
Of course she is.
Zion, too. You know that.
Yeah.
You talking about Zion the other day?
Yeah.
Sunday Zion.
Yeah, she promoting her, turning her stepson into a little girl. She's definitely a witch.
Watch some Scorpio women.
Uh-oh.
I'm for real.
Now, go ahead.
Witches of Baltimore. I'll Google that right now. Black Witches of Baltimore. See what
Black
comes up.
Baltimore. Yeah, because Baltimore.
What happened over the weekend, sis? What happened over the weekend?
Okay, thanks. I met a friend of my sister's, and they told me about an Earthship. I don't know if anybody heard about the Earth ship. I know we Drive On talked about the containers, but this is an Earth ship, and so I watched a video, and you're not going to believe this. This engineer, he came up with a fear tactic that the Democrats been promoting, and I would never thought. I don't know if anybody on this line knows this, but the video stated that the global warming and climate change started back in 1977. He heard they were speaking at a I don't know if it was EU Union or, you know, different countries.
It was a United Nations thing, yep, and they brought that up. Yep.
And
white guy.
He freaked out, mm-hmm. okay, and started building his, he calls it the Earth ships, and they build them out of tires, cans, and he was afraid that, you know, he bought into the trick and treat about the climate change. So he felt like, if it's going to change, let me go ahead and make my house out of the Earth material. So he using tires, cans, reusable water. He don't need nothing.
Where was it? Where located? I remember that.
They're all over the country now, but I'm saying,
he's in Arizona.
I'll send you the video.
He's an old guy, ain't he?
This like 40 years ago, y'all.
Right. That dude old.
But then it did also let you know how long they've been planning, because they planned it.
Yeah.
I know you said it on your show 40 years ago. They talk, you know, climate change right now is just like, you know, out of control. Everything is, you know, climate change.
Well,
and then when you sit back and think about it, guys,
they care about climate control.
Right. They don't care about the environment. They don't care about the environment. And because they care about the environment, they wouldn't close down. I don't know if people know, on day one, buying clothes on our pipeline and started buying gas from oil from like Russia.
Right.
A lot of people do not know. It's people who are the Democrats who listen, they do not know that we've been buying Venezuela. And then when we bring the oil back over here, we have to clean the oil because it's dirty. But our coal is clean. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
now,
it doesn't make any sense.
But what makes sense is that nobody at the time would go along with the fact that their jobs, the people that I'm really blaming the most is the people whose jobs were connected to this. How did they vote for Biden? This is what y'all said. That so-called election, the reflection does not show that everybody is with Biden, because I can't imagine a guy or a family member or woman with a coal job and being told you voted, because look at Pennsylvania. That's supposed to be a Democrat. I can't imagine them voting for Fetterman. I mean,
but President Johnson gave a speech about weather control, man, back in 1962. Bro, look that up, man.
He made a speech about
controlling the weather. Lyndon Baines Johnson in 1962.
Yeah, Tesla to prove that the welfare in St. Louis, when they were doing all those experiments that they could do all that. The thing is, we've
been having record weather. Last week was damn near in the 80s and supposed to be in the 70s this week. That shit ain't never happened before in no fucking October, November.
Yeah, this is new to everybody that's happening, they say. But again, now here's where it gets deep. Okay, y'all going to say it's hot now. I guarantee you, by December, they're going to say a polar vortex is coming down from the North Pole. And y'all going to be cold. And then you're going to be saying it's the cold. This is a tipsy-turvy thing. Nature could do some things they could do. I will definitely attest to that. We know they got the hot. They got these different lasers. But nonetheless, these fronts coming, what they seem to do with the power is, if they freeze you up or freeze whatever they call the molecules up, it's got to be for a reason. And so that grid thing they did in Texas, think about it. They cut their whole grid off. Imagine that's a test. I hate to say it like this. Even, you know, even if somebody died to them, according to Klaus Schwab, that just, hey, who cares the way they feel? So if that was a test, yeah, if that's a test, think about it. They call, now they get to see what the reaction is. They back, okay. When they finally actually turned that on, it was getting to be catastrophic for some people, because I'm sure people was freezing pretty bad there. It had to be bad because they had no
look
about
that flood that did that hit Houston. That flood y'all had down there, they said I was reading some stuff that was man-made.
You talking about the one with the water?
The last hurricane y'all had, the storm.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, that one there was, I don't know. I could just say one thing without that. It sure was a miracle for everybody who did not go through that in a real city. Say, for instance, a city that was, like, really big with a lot of stuff of being built, it tore a lot of stuff up. It sure would have. So, yeah, I don't know exactly what the relevance is, but that's a billionaire development of the elderly. Was that a pension plan? Because that was of the elderly. When I say that area is rich elderly people, very rich.
But think about it. When they rolled out, going back to the vaccines, when they first rolled out the trials and everything, who did they hit first? The elderly and disabled. They definitely
right.
did it at the VA hospital.
And
all the permanent
it.
Disabled veterans, they gave them that shot first.
They can't pay? Think about it. You take their property, their insurance right now to build on that land, everybody, would be astronomical. Because they're going to make whoever can build on that be super rich, who can actually do the infrastructure for whatever they plan. That's why I say they are definitely planning terraforming, which is all those alien movies we've been watching all our lives coming to fruition. It's almost unbelievable when you think about it.
Blowing up the damn Georgia Guidestones. I said, what?
It wasn't that strange. To see that was very symbolic. I thought that now I'm really believing it way more symbolic than ever could be imagined.
And I agree. But you guess what another trick or treat is, y'all? Elon Musk buying Twitter. China told him to buy the Twitter, y'all. That's a trick or treat.
That's
okay?
a trick or treat.
Reason why, let me tell you reason why. Since Donald Trump left, and everybody knows that it's nothing but a censored government orchestrated company, they're losing revenue. They're losing money. Okay? So what are they going to do is, you know, everything's an illusion and emotions with, you know, the American citizens. They're going to say, Elon Musk is going to buy Twitter, and he's going to restore freedom of speech, and we're going to do all this. We're going to do this. We're going to do all this.
Right? Yep.
Yeah, but that's the trick or treat, right?
That's true.
And then, of course, GMC says, we don't know if we're going to advertise there anymore. We don't know. Donald Trump saying, I ain't coming back. I ain't coming back. Because, see, at this point, Donald Trump should understand that these people are they are so great at creating an illusion that touches the American people. And behind that damn mask, they are only doing that is because of the fact that Twitter is losing money.
He
bought it for $45 billion. How you gonna make this money?
They said he had to fire people. They said he had to fire people. They said he's gonna come in and fire people.
Yeah, that's the illusion.
But the thing is, again, Twitter, TikTok, with the TikTok challenge, all that shit going on in Buffalo, and all that people do stealing Kias and all this. This TikTok was already orchestrated by China. Then we just told you Nancy Pelosi and them was already got the microchips. Now here's the thing.
And then with Facebook and Meta, they just got fined so many millions of dollars for election fraud, but that don't mean nothing, you know, because they got money.
They got money. Now here it goes. This is why they want to change the Supreme Court.
They got the best insurance.
They got to change it. Here's a clue. The man who got 2 years left, he said if he can get this done with these sitting justices already, this is what he said. This is him. It's horrifying.
Our constitutional journey did not stop then, and it must not stop now, Judge. And we'll be faced with equally consequential decisions in the 21st century. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that. And, Judge, I need to know whether you will be a justice who believes that the constitutional journey must continue to speak to these consequential decisions, or that we've gone far enough in protecting against government intrusion into our autonomy, into the most personal decisions we make. Judge, that's
now,
why this is a...
Now, hear how you know y'all can't be paying attention. That was Joe Biden. Said, you're going to have to make a decision on that one day. That's Justice Roberts right there he was talking to, who's already sitting there. And now, here's what how hypocrisy is. He just said about government intrusion on autonomy, and he actually made people lose their jobs for not taking that vaccine. And then we got women claiming that not giving their husband all this stuff, breaking up, whatever, and people going crazy because you didn't take the shot, and yet the government make you take it. You say they should take it or else, and now kill the baby. You want power over that, though.
And now you got a female Supreme Court justice. She doesn't know the definition of what a woman is.
Hey, all I can tell you is we got to let it go. We're going to let it go. We ain't going far this morning. We're going to let it go because it's at the top of the hour. Y'all. I just want y'all to hear this. Hypocrisy runs very deep, boy, because that is the most hypocrisy. The man said microchips. Brain scan to see if you inclined to criminality.
Right.
Now, why ain't that being discussed?
Minority Report.
There you go. Thank you. The movie.
And you know there what? The other trick or treat is those three justices that Trump picked. They ain't nothing but enemies of the state. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. They said
they have
enemies
not helped
of the state.
Them.
Cause all the They're, world.
They need to be impeached.
They impeached because they all a masquerade. And we are out.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, Dry Bones. Y'all forgot. Kanye's on Twitter.
Uh-oh. Kanye's on Twitter. There you go.
Making war on your fellow man.